vaccine with a new approach. For most Americans, that means one COVID-19 shot once a year, each fall. If it sounds familiar, it's because it is. The White House has been comparing it to the annual flu shot. Now more than 200 million people are eligible to get a booster from Pfizer and Moderna. But questions remain over how many actually will get it.
They intended to never stop the lockdowns in Australia, Canada, Europe, you name it.
The country's zero COVID strategy came at a cost. Melbourne, capital of Victoria State, had six lockdowns. Only those who've received the jab are allowed to visit restaurants, gyms, and most stores.
You know, people's freedoms have been taken away. Some people have willingly thrown it away, very restrictive on movement and everything. It's pretty much like an open-air prison here in Australia.
But I said in December, I could metaphysically, intellectually, economically, culturally see it. I said, we've won this round of the fight, but barely. We're bloodied, but we're awake now, and we got a chance. This is not some accidental thing. These aren't just companies that mean well, that screwed up and all this garbage. These are individuals that are using this to take over the planet.
I see already that it's checkmate. The only question that's still a variable is how much carnage and what will be the body count of the innocent until we get to that point.
The numbers mirror Israel. They mirror Europe. They mirror areas of Asia that keep the statistics and show it.
Taiwan, the number of people dying after their COVID vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself.
And if you look, the peak of taking the poison shots was in December of 2021. Since then, there is a 99% rejection. 99.
By late May, there will be enough vaccine for every American who wants one. The problem is, millions don't.
Well, I'm not getting the vaccine because I'm honestly not scared of the virus.
I don't trust the vaccine at all.
Polls suggest a large number of Americans will refuse a vaccine. Most of them are Republicans, supporters of former President Donald Trump.
How some groups would not want to do it for reasons that I just don't understand.
Even if it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, I'm double boosted. I got it myself here just the last week or so. It makes the symptoms a lot less severe. It gets you back on duty.
A survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found 29% of the healthcare workers questioned likely would not get the vaccine.
Why did you decide to put your livelihood on the line?
I felt that what they were doing, what they have done, is they've basically held for ransom your health insurance, your benefits, your livelihood, your career in some cases.
So they've gone from having a helpless population to believe every word they were saying and massive uptake of this garbage that erases your immune system and doesn't protect you, to now the CDC saying, oh, we made big mistakes. It doesn't protect you. We lied to you, but it was for your own good.
We made some pretty public mistakes, and we need to own them.
The CDC says the review found the agency's COVID guidance was confusing and overwhelming.
We have the CDC document from 2000 and others where they said it isn't going to work, and it's going to cause massive heart attacks, heart swelling, blood clots, infertility, strokes. The list goes on and on.
I'm one of the few people, along with my 3,500 experts, who have looked at the Pfizer documents. And I can tell you, they knew from a month after the rollout that they did not work.
Yeah.
So the reason I say mass murder with such calmness is that if and not only that, the FDA knew, because at the bottom of these documents it says FDA confidential. The FDA has custody of these 50,000 documents that Pfizer was forced to reveal. So they knew that they didn't work. They knew 3 months in that 1,200 people were dead. Four of them the day they were injected, and they kept going. They knew in April of last year that children's hearts were being damaged a week after the injection, and they kept going.
99%+ reduction in people taking it. Now, what happens when 99% say no? All the intimidation, all the threats that people been under in healthcare and government and the military, being tortured with this and seeing their friends and family get sick and die, they say, you know what? Screw you. Everybody's on my side. And you have that tipping point, that turning point. This is spectacularly positive news. And this information from this show needs to be clipped out and needs to be spread to the four winds, because this is victory. Think about a world without InfoWars. just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, October 6th. The year is 2022, and the embattled, war-hardened InfoWars attack ship of liberty and freedom sails on into the enemy deluge. Thank you so much for joining us on this emergency October 6th Thursday transmission. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live ahead of the War Room with the one, the only Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Josiah Philip will be joining us in the third hour. He's the chief investigative journalist at the Epoch Times. And they have broken the huge story on the inside details of the indictment of this Chinese American who runs a major voting machine company who is secretly running operations out of Chinese servers in China. Something the New York Times last Thursday said was a conspiracy theory and was proven right 5 days later. It was not a conspiracy theory. It was true. The articles on InfoWars.com, New York Times, right-wing conspiracy theory comes true. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It says in 24 hours, because the indictment came a day later, but it didn't hit the news until 3 or 4 days after that. That is massive information. Information we're going to be covering in great detail in the third hour today and all the other major election fraud that's mounting and intensifying, not just here, but as they try to steal the election from Bolsonaro in Brazil and so many places. 33 days out from this incredibly important midterms, we're going to have open phones in hour one, and we're going to have open phones in hour two. I'm going to give the number out, not this segment, but next segment. I'm going to start going to your calls the last 30 minutes of this hour and a full hour in the second hour ahead of our guest today. We have a special guest host in the fourth hour. Okay. Every day, news breaks, major studies, major universities, major government documents, bigger than the previous day. There isn't one day now where every day it gets worse. Everything we said has come true because we have the top experts on. We knew the globalist attack plan. People are dying at record numbers of myocarditis, heart attacks, blood clots, and strokes. Cancer's exploding. Infertility's exploding. They are murdering us. They hit us with a bioweapon, a nanotech bio/chem weapon that self-replicates the body. Unbelievable. Three stacks on COVID. One, two, three. These stacks I'll be covering next segment. Absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. It is just, it's hard for me even to believe, even though I knew it was coming. Because the globals were plotting it, admitting they were planning it, but it's one thing when somebody says, I'm going to come over to your house and knock your teeth out. It's another thing when you're laying on the ground with your teeth knocked out and, you know, your ribs broken. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to be there. Like you're born, you grow up, you learn about death, and then one day you'll be on your deathbed. You're like, well, I'm dying. Like, this is really happening. You know, it's one thing to know about death. It's another thing to have them break your ribs. So we got that. We got massive nuclear war news. I mean, we are in so much danger. People take living on this planet for granted. We are, can easily blow ourselves up very, very quickly. The U.S. government, it's come out, has been secretly buying potassium iodine pills for not just people in Europe, not just the troops in Europe, not just the CIA, but federal employees. And it's also come out last week that federal employees are preparing emergency evacuation plans to deep underground bases. Mainstream news. I mean, wow. Mainstream news everywhere that billionaires are already moving into their bunkers or have already moved into their bunkers in the Southern Hemisphere. Again, I've had in-depth discussions with not one, not two, but three well-known billionaires about when do they think they should relocate to the Southern Hemisphere, and is that a good idea? And I said, absolutely. They said, well, are you going to relocate? And I said, I don't have all this money the media says I do. No. I have a trailer my parents paid for on their ranch that's been our family since the 1820s. And I love it. It's beautiful. It's over a little lake and everything else. And you know, we'll just go there and probably die during all this. But that's just how it works. I'm going down with the ship. So there you go. That's my bug out plan is a double wide, ladies and gentlemen. And my X2 and the only protection from some of the radioactive isotopes, my X3. Wow, so we got that stack. And then we have the massive news on the Russians coming out saying, of course, the globalist, of course, NATO blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. And now the EU will have to face the fact that they have been betrayed. We're going to be getting into all of that. And it turns out multiple world governments, because that's what they're part of, multiple national governments, have funded taxpayer money to sign on to the UN's global ID digital passport to not just travel and not just prove you've had the poison shots, but to track your carbon footprint, universal basic income. That's why they'll get you to sign on to it. It'll become mandatory. And of course, the social credit score, the chains are going on. It's official. Twitter accepts Elon Musk's $44 billion deal. Looks like it's going to go through. We'll see what happens there. We have more arrests in the UK for people even criticizing transgenderism in any way, and a massive stack of developments on that front. We have Tucker Carlson being attacked even by right-wing media for pointing out that men have record low testosterone. In the year 2022, you can look up the statistics, a 20-year-old man has the testosterone of a 60-year-old man in the 1950s. A 40-year-old man has the testosterone of an 80-year-old man. They are putting chemicals in the food and everywhere else to totally and absolutely destroy masculinity, ladies and gentlemen. And that's just how it works. Testosterone turns on your cells, turns everything on, and they are doing everything they can to try to block natural testosterone replacement systems that are out there in so many great herbs and so many great products. By the way, we have Supermel Vitality and Alpha Power, both back in stock. Supermel Vitality is cold-pressed herbs that are known to not mimic testosterone, but get your body to up its production the natural way. Supermel Vitality is cold-pressed, never heated up, takes 6 months to make it. It's extremely strong. But some people like Alpha Power that statistically, if you just look at the amount of the same herbs that do the same thing, it's a lot stronger, but it's not cold press. So some people like Alpha Power, some people like Supermel Vitality, but we have both, I should add, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And Tucker Carlson's been under major attack for that. We're going to be talking more about that. But experience Supermel Vitality, experience Alpha Power, and then do something else. Take X3 or X2, they both do the same thing. One's apples, one's oranges, but they're both very similar. And see what that does in 2 weeks to you on average. After about 2 weeks on average, Dr. Group, when I first got involved in this 11 years ago, told me it would happen. He said about 2 weeks, you'll suddenly for a day or so feel really sluggish, like you have a horrible hangover. And he says usually in about 2 weeks it hits, usually lasts a couple days, and then suddenly you'll just, your skin will clear up. I had some sunspots. You'll notice what happens in the morning with, you know, larger morning erection that men have. And you'll know, I thought, okay, great, I'll take it. Like clockwork, had forgotten about what he said, was taking it every morning. And then about a little more than two weeks later, I felt really kind of tired, and it didn't really feel like I had a cold, but almost like I had the cold, kind of achy joints for a couple of days. And then I got up one morning And any parent's done this. You ever, like, a bunch of big steps? There's a place called Mount Bonnell here that's a whole bunch of steps, you know, like a quarter mile of steps or something up at the top of the mountain. And with all four of my children, I've gone there and I put them on my shoulders. Sometimes even when they're like 4 years old and, you know, weigh 60 pounds. I've carried my son Rex up that hill many times to see the sunset and, you know, we'll like order some food, take out his hamburgers, whatever. Take the hamburgers up to the top of the hill, sit there on a park bench and look at the sunset over Austin, and I'd throw them on my shoulders and go up the hill. And it's that feeling when you take somebody off your shoulders and that weight's off your back, you take a big backpack, a big camping bag off your back, or a big military rucksack, and you just feel this, like you're flying. That's what X2 and X3 do. Get it? 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist owned documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. And I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store super sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. VasoBeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Nuclear war as a good thing. Remember last week there were mainstream headlines that nuclear war is not that bad after all. Boy, these are really nice liberal people. Open borders, devalued currency, pedophilia, nuclear war, fentanyl. Yeah, they're bad guys. Studied history? It's full of them. And we got a bad case of it. Gotta admit you're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's just try to plow through this as quickly as possible. I mean, I've got, no exaggeration, 50 articles, probably 10 studies here. You can't even, do justice to this. But I'm going to try as best I can to just go through this for you. This is just today. Public records shows the Biden administration wanted to leverage school sports and activities to coerce vaccination among students. We have seen leveraging athletics and extracurriculars as a way to boost the vaccination as effective tactic across the country. All over the world, it's the same thing. Don't let you go to work. Don't let you get on a plane. Don't let you go to the bank. Don't let you go to the grocery store. Don't let you go to your job. Don't let you go to school. And then, of course, it erases the kids' immune systems and gives them heart attacks. And here's the document from the Biden administration. Where the Biden administration said they didn't call the FBI on people protesting transgenderism and critical race theory. Turned out they commanded the whole thing and told the schools to do it. Yeah, let's call the FBI counterterrorism task force on parents yelling at PTA meetings. Yeah, those are the good guys, folks. How many New York City students joined gangs instead of playing basketball last year because the government decided to leverage athletics with a vaccine mandate? 44% of black students refused. 20% of naive white, Hispanic, and Asians. They average them together. Turns out black folks aren't as dumb as the left thinks they are. Because they've been to Tuskegee and a lot more. They never want to talk about the real stuff that's going on. Yeah, black people have been the guinea pig of the military-industrial pharma complex in this country for 150 years. Just like it turns out Black Lives Matter and the Democratic Party spend the majority of their black outreach money on abortion. Had an article yesterday I didn't get to on that. In fact, reprint it for me, Rob. They spend, not the majority, sorry, twice as much. How's the Democratic Party reach out to black people wanting to kill babies? At this point, how the hell can anybody vote Democrat, especially black folks? You know, Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. If you vote for a Democrat, you're in the KKK. In fact, I'm going to start going and just get in the face of these liberal black people. Man, they make me sick. Don't even have self-preservation in their minds. It's disgusting. Continuing. Vaccine spike. I've only gotten through three articles. Vaccine spike found in dead man's brain, says peer-reviewed report. The vaccine gave him basically Alzheimer's, what we predicted 2.5 years ago, and grew prions in his brain with the crystals and killed him deader than a hammer. That's why a lot of even young people have hemorrhages, because sometimes the crystals grow really good. That's what the spike protein is. And it just and cuts right through a major artery or vein, and it's stroke out time, baby. Woo! Liberal! Mom called liar! Censored after exposing teen son's myocarditis diagnosis following COVID shot, even though they admitted it was the shot. Look at this lady. You see these every day. Tributes paid to a player after her untimely passing as family says beloved daughter will be sadly missed. Jean O'Loughlin, who played at St. Anne's Ladies Gaelic Football Club, passed away from a massive heart attack, but they won't even talk about the fact that she was vaccinated, which they confirm. Beautiful, healthy, having a great time, deader than a doornail. That's the evil will of the New World Order. Watherford, GAA, mourning the untimely passing of a young player. She's dead now. Look at this beautiful young lady having so much fun out there. Looks like my oldest daughter, Charlotte. Looks a lot like Charlotte. Dead, dead, dead. Unbelievable. Here's a little meme that's got real numbers in it till the end. In May of last year, 95% protection. In June, 70% protection. In July, 50% protection. In August, no protection but reduces the spread. In September, doesn't reduce the spread but reduces severity. In October, doesn't reduce severity but reduces hospitalizations. By November, doesn't reduce hospitalizations but you aren't going to die. December, you die but you go to heaven. That's the only part that's a joke. Now here's the big enchilada. This is up on Infowars.com, having it added to the live show feed right under the broadcast feed. The blood of the jab. This is a peer-reviewed study of 1,006 people who took the jab and what happened to their blood, randomly selected. 94% of people showed abnormalities in their blood after the jab. 100% of these showed alterations to their blood post-injection. This is not normal. And here is the big prestigious study, International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice and Research. You might want to go read it and see the scans for yourself. A murder weapon, just like Dr. Zelenko told you over 2.5 years ago. COVID-19 patient shows improvement after receiving ivermectin following legal battle with hospital. We've got all these studies. Immediate use of ivermectin medical globally can end COVID-19 pandemic, says top scientist. It goes on. Even Bill Maher endorses it. Got all these other big studies here. Wonder Drug in Japan, the human use perspective. Japanese government finds it cures COVID. Now's the time to use ivermectin, says Tokyo's main medical association chairman. Why do I mention that? Get it ready. Well, Fauci's climbed back out from under his rock to go on the fake news, fake comedian channels. And he says ivermectin does not help with COVID and it could be dangerous. After all the studies and after they criminally suppressed it and hydroxychloroquine, new studies on that. He knows damn well he wants you to die or be sick so they can suck money off you. He's Joseph Mengele 2.0, the angel of death. Put that little bastard on screen.
Right. It does not help with COVID and it could be dangerous.
Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, did it do anything?
No.
No. So people who hoarded that?
No.
No reason to have done that. Okay. Right. Just checking. Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID and it could be dangerous.
Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, did it do anything?
No.
No. So people who hoarded that?
No.
No reason to have done that. Okay. Right. Just checking.
So we have all these literal hundreds of studies on hydroxychloroquine, on ivermectin, you name it. It's like saying, do you need a life raft in the North Atlantic where the water's sub-zero will kill you in 30 seconds? No. Does a firefighter going into a burning house need to be wearing fire retardant material? No. Does a one-year-old baby not need to be thrown deep into the pool? Yes, you want to throw it in the pool. I mean, it's just these people are sick, and they create this cult of personality. And they try to attach everything to it with these evil, evil so-called comics that are degenerates. And by the way, Stephen Colbert is heavily connected to Jeffrey Epstein, just so you know. They all are. They are disgusting, evil people, horrible, demonic predators who know exactly what they're doing, and they hate you, and they hate your family, and they want to murder you. It's all real. It's all true. This is a murder cult. This is a death cult who didn't want you to have the treatment, so you die. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
America has been hijacked and is occupied by globalist forces. That doesn't mean Russia's perfect either, but the globalists started the war with the Russians. And yes, the globalists are beating the Russians right now, so the Russians are doubling down, and Russians, when it's their country and that's how they see Ukraine, don't give up. And that's why it's hard to beat the Ukrainians, because they're basically Russians. That's where Russia came from. It's a Slavic civil war. We're about to break down some major news on that front. They give the number out and take your calls. But let's understand the motivations of evil and power and greed. Good people don't seek power, which is a problem. We don't protect ourselves. We need to be guardians. It's a responsibility. But evil people want power and lust after it and crave it. My long-gone friend John McAfee, right before he got set up and put in jail, where he was later killed in Spain, in Madrid, had this to say about human nature, and was he not eloquent?
Why does power corrupt? Well, let's take a look at the human species. Humans are compassionate and loving, gracious, kind, generous people. We are simultaneously greedy, jealous, envious, angry. We're a mixed bag. And if you give one of the human species power, which part of ourselves uses it. Love? Love does not need power, people. It flowers from the heart. Grace? Grace certainly needs no power. Compassion, generosity. No, these are simply things that flow from our good nature. What uses power? Well, greed certainly needs power, doesn't it? If you have enough power, you can take any f***ing thing you want. Anger. Oh, anger definitely would love some power, would it not? Envy? Well, with power, whatever you're envious of, you can duplicate on your own. No, it is that negative, unsocial, not life-supporting part of the human animal that needs power. Nothing else needs power. And so we give people power over others through government, through military, and we expect them not to be corrupt. Wake up, people. Be very cautious who you give power to. Thank you.
Be very cautious who you give power to. I have incredible respect to this audience. That's why I get upset when you call in praising me. I want freedom like you do. I love you. You're saving me. I'm saving you. Yes, I love you. You love me. But it's not something I need praise for this. I'm simply trying to save us together. And I'm very respectful of the incredible power that you have given me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart because I love the children. And I love justice. And I love crushing bullies and scum. That's why they've cast me as a bully. It's why they've lied about who I am. Because they know truth is contagious. And they know victory when they see it. And it's not just me that's the victory. It's this crew. It's you, the viewers and listeners and activists. It's our affiliates. It's everyone. It's all of us together on this epic journey that is the human experience. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at the main threat, the great threat of World War III and the proxy war now spinning out of control. Here are some of the headlines. Poland suggests, this is London Guardian, U.S. hosting nuclear weapons amid growing fears of Putin threats. They suggest... Does a bear live in the woods? Does a fish swim in the sea? Of course that's going on. And I know all this from my contacts, but I also just know U.S. weapons doctrine. There have been nuclear weapons in Poland since the fall of the Soviet Union, but now they're ready, they're poised, they're aimed. The triggers are live. What an insane escalation. U.S. buying $290 million worth of anti-radiation drugs for use in nuclear emergency, and they're running nuclear emergency ads in New York and Denver. And high-level federal employees, it's in the news, have been given bug-out directions and bug-out backpacks and where to escape to in the event of war. The Biden regime is buying $290 million in anti-radiation drugs for use in nuclear emergencies amid escalating tensions with Russia and heightening threats of a nuclear war. Think the globalists might release a dirty bomb or maybe a low-yield nuclear weapon, claim Russia did it? We're in the age of war, the age of false flag. Russia's elites voice growing anger as losses mount in Ukraine. French news agency demanding Putin do more. Putin's the moderate. If Putin gets assassinated, like the West has been pushing for and Lindsey Graham has been calling for, you're not going to get somebody like him. You're going to get somebody far more aggressive. The Russians' entire ethos is about being invaded by the Mongols and the Huns and the Muslims and Napoleon and Hitler. Russia didn't start invading places until the communists took it over. And it was a great engine of evil. Just like America is now an engine, a war mock. For globalist evil, we are a captured instrument of evil. Are the American people bad? No, naive, spoiled, dumbed down, lost, but not evil. And the Russians are not evil people either. Russia rocked by internal power struggle as Putin arrests his own man. Alexei Slobodnovsky, if I pronounced that right, the head of the media for Russian, mercenary group fighting in Ukraine, was pulled from his car by a special branch of the National Guard of Russia, known for their unwavering loyalty to Vladimir Putin. He's been accused of attacking Defense Minister Sergei Shoyov online, claiming that Russian current failings in Ukraine were in part due to organizational failures. The Wagner Group, for which he works, fights alongside the Russian armed forces in Ukraine, but operates its own entirely outside the jurisdiction, answering instead only to Putin as their chief. The West is like, good, Putin's unstable. Good, we're car bombing him. We're staging mass shooting. We're blowing up their pipelines. Oh, yeah, just keep cornering the bear. Keep attacking it till it attacks. It's got nuclear weapons. And there's no doubt the U.S. has a superior nuclear force than the Russians. You think the U.S. actually decommissioned any nuclear weapons? Nuclear weapons are tinker toys. The problem is they got submarines and they got sleeper cells with nuclear weapons inside the United States. You can bet your bottom Benjamin. So even if we were able to kill every damn Russian, all 180, 90 million of them, they will kill all of us. It's a Mexican standoff. It's you can't win scenario. It's a Pyrrhic victory. And I got to tell you what's even scarier. I've studied the U.S. ruling elite. They've gotten rid of most of the actual warriors and smart people who weren't perfect and wanted power and all the rest of it, but they thought they were projecting American power. They have a bunch of Harvard lawyers to a man and a woman who've never physically killed somebody, who've never physically seen a war, who've never physically had their head knocked in the ground. And so they have this perception of invincibility as these candy-ass lawyers that they can just bravado and bully people around because they control American power, and that's not the case. Real people that have launched operations and killed lots of people are very concerned because they understand they got a tiger by the tail. Henry Kissinger's 99 years old, still articulate. And he says, stop now, nuclear war is imminent. The globalists don't even listen to their omnibudsman now because you got a bunch of lawyers that don't know what they're doing starting a nuclear war. These people should all be arrested last month. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. Think about a world without Infowars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is Infowars. Think about how Infowars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarStore.com. It's the InfoWar Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In the last year, I received top secret information, and I've not released it yet. But at the start of the next hour, six after, I will release this information. And I put myself and commit myself to God's hands. I hope you take this information to heart. I hope you save this information, because any day can be our last broadcast. Every day above ground is a good day. All right. I want to hit the military news and get into some of the economic news. I want to give the number out because I want to take calls for the entire second hour. I meant to give the number out earlier, but I got carried away as I do. First-time callers again. Any topic you want to discuss, you agree, you disagree, you got a question, you got a comment, I want to hear from you. I do not screen your calls in the classic way of controlling what you say and only picking what we want on air. Most of the other shows do that. I can't stand it. Only the place that doesn't screen calls for content, C-SPAN, that's awesome. Good job for them. But you got to have a clear phone line to get to your point, because I want to get to the next person. I don't want to keep people on hold for an hour. Here is the toll-free number on any subject you want to discuss. I love, again, the wild card nature of it. Quite frankly, I'm thinking about... Not thinking about it. We've had it set up and ready. I've had it ready for a year. My wife's going to be pissed. But three nights a week, I'm going to do at least a two-hour live show, commercial-free. I mean, I may have to plug a few times, but not commercials being played at set times. And we're just going to take calls. And then occasionally have a special guest. So it's all set up. It's all ready. Got a bunch of other stuff ready. You know, number one film out, number one book out, all that. Thanks to you. Thanks to our work, all of us together. But we got a lot of irons in the fire right now. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And let's give first-time callers a chance again. When the show ended yesterday, I'd probably taken 25 calls, but we left three people on hold. I'm going to have the great folks that run the phone board in there call those folks back. They'll be at the front of the line. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Let me throw this out there again. God keeps me hungry. And I don't want to give our enemies encouragement, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell the listeners this. It'll make our enemies do it even more, but you're the audience tuned in, so I'm just going to tell you what they're doing. Their lies that I made $61 million last year that I kept, that was not true. Their lies that I have hundreds of millions of dollars. If you type in Alex Jones' net worth, all these sites say $200, $300 million because an expert in a trial a month and a half ago in Texas, a show trial, said that my company's worth 130-something million and I'm worth 200-something million. Total crap. Absolute BS. If you looked at the amount of money I actually have with a company this big, I am on fumes. And our enemies know that, actually. So, on my children and in front of God, may I be struck down by lightning, may I die in a car wreck today, I'm not attending fake God, I don't have $2 million in cash. I sold the big house I bought as an investment and almost doubled my money. I sold it at the top of the market, and I put the money, all of it, into this company in the last year. I still have a nice house I moved into. And I do have a lake house I bought 12 years ago, a little bitty lake cabin. I don't even go to. I'm so busy. And I'm about to sell that son of a bitch to fund this operation. It won't fund us for a month. I don't care. I'm about to sell the armored vehicle. We just got to get around to it. I'm about to sell the unbelievable 2019 Dodge Demon I've got. And people didn't like the name Demons. They call them Red Eyes. Almost 1,000 horsepower. Beautiful green car. The damn thing is just to turn it on, to feel that engine. It's just, I love it. But I'm gonna do an auction, I'm gonna sell it. Because I decided a year after I had it to not drive it anymore because it's so dangerous. So, it's so incredible. What America, it's like John Wayne on steroids. I'm gonna sell that. I was given two Rolexes as a gift. I'm going to sell those. I don't ever wear them. They're ridiculous. Pure gold Rolex I was given by a fan. I went and had it looked at a few months ago. It's worth $40,000. I'm going to auction that off. Never wear it. I don't walk around that. My dad, over a decade ago, gave me this green Rolex. Not this one. Somebody stole it. I had it laid by my computer in my house. It disappeared. I don't know if it was the air conditioning crew or whoever it was. So I bought the same green Rolex. Nobody's getting this. It's not the one my dad gave me, but this is what I wear. This is my green Rolex. You're not getting that. This is worth like 30 grand now, these Hulks. I think my dad bought the one for me for like 6,000. But the point is, nobody's getting this Rolex. Got to chop my arm off for it. But I've got a gold Rolex and another Rolex another person gave me. We're going to auction those off. They mean nothing to me. They're gifts. They're nice. Thank you for the gifts. But it means nothing to me. I am going to sell the art off the walls at this operation. I told the crew, we got to get an auction house. We got to get it going. Because we're all in this fight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not going to be shut down. So when I tell you that we need support, it's because we do. Plus, we have products you absolutely need. The CIA and the Pentagon has all of their frontline people on a crappy version of iodine for their thyroids to protect them from a nuclear attack that isn't even as one-tenth as good as what we sell. And I'm not selling it for a nuclear attack for protection. If it's good in a nuclear attack, what else do you think it does for your body? It's incredible. X2, X3, 50% off. One is pure deep earth crystal iodine. The other is pure deep earth crystal iodine. And the two other natural good types for some people that can't absorb pure iodine. Most people can absorb pure iodine. It's 50% off. You need it at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the globalists. I've never gotten big donations except for the big Bitcoin donation. And whoever that is, I love you and I appreciate you. Please do more because I don't want to give up. Because these plaintiffs' lawyers and the Democrats, when they get up there on the stand, they say, we don't want his company. We don't want money. We want to silence him. And that's why I put 90% of my wealth that I had left. Oh, I had a year ago $5 million in the bank. Not much. It's big as we are, what we do. That was literally a backup. Sold my house, got that money, dumped it in to this operation because this is everything to me. That's why I was on the stand a few weeks ago in Connecticut. They said, you gave all that $8 million. We got $9 million by the time we sold it, $7.5 million. You gave all that money to your company and into the system. And I said, 100%. They said, you're perjuring yourself, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm not. Because it's true. But those guys, if they got a donation of $8 million, they would run off to Las Vegas with it. I don't give a damn about $8 million. I care about victory and defeating these pedophile scum that are injecting us with deadly poisons. You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to take on the New World Order? I did it. You did it. We're kicking their ass. And if we just recognize they're the enemy and realize it's an info war, we will defeat these people very quickly. So listen to me. I want you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is our number one bestseller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And I didn't say our biggest profit because the markup's so low on this. We sell it on sale. We don't even make 100% back or 80% back on it. When you get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, everything your body needs, you fund the InfoWar and you make yourself healthy and fortified. If you're not taking something like this, there's other great brands out there, you're insane. If you're not taking a powdered liquid multivitamin mineral with what's going on in the world, you're nuts. And there's some other great brands out there. None of them fund the InfoWar, but there are a lot of brands out there that are as good as Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but it's top of the line. 50% off. At InfoWarsStore.com right now. It doesn't have blueberries and strawberries in it. I don't know why they shut an ad and have them being swirling around in it, but it is kind of good to drink them with berries. I actually tried it myself. Vitamin Mineral Fusions back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the big mega sale that ends this Sunday. Survival Shield X3, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Brain DNA Force Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Organic Green Caps, Super Male and Female Vitality, Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power Immune Support, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Vaso Beats Complete, Ultimate Fish Oil, all 50 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm done plugging. But I'm thankful to all of you, and we're going to win this thing together. I mean, one last thing, 1776coin.com. You want the limited edition Man the Arena fundraiser coin, a piece of history. I want to thank all of you that got it. Everybody else should get it. 1776coin.com. All right. Exclusively at 1776coin.com. Can't get it at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the big secret and more straight ahead.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility. My credibility has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in.
but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
People of the West are being told that Putin is so bad that nuclear war is a reasonable option to get rid of him. And if you think this may be true, I urge you first to take the time to watch Oliver Stone's interview with Vladimir Putin and see for yourself if this one man is worth starting a war over. The mainstream talking point is that Vladimir Putin is a killer because he was in the KGB. But what they won't tell you is that he resigned from the KGB because he did not agree with their methods. He described communism as a blind alley far away from the mainstream of civilization. He is a patriot of old Russia, the thousand-year melting pot of many cultures, and for his entire leadership has sought peace with NATO. For a brief moment, it looked as if President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev were going to end the mutual assured destruction arms race between the two countries. But by the time Putin got a seat at the table, the mood had changed. Putin tells us that President Clinton tried persuading him to join the U.S. in leaving the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 1972. Citing an ambiguous threat from Iran as an excuse.
President Clinton, он, насколько мне известно, представитель демократической партии. Без всяких оснований, потому что есть угроза со стороны Ирана.
Putin suggested that if they were to abandon this foundation of arms control, then they should develop a new anti-ballistic agreement.
Я должен сказать, что мы предложили работать над системой противоракетной обороны совместно. Соединенные Штаты, Россия и Европа. В конечном итоге, как это ни печально, наши партнеры от этого предложения отказались.
The United States had other plans, and after 9/11, President Bush announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. After doing this, the U.S. then began developing missile systems around Russia's borders.
Это будет означать не что иное, как еще один виток гонки вооружений.
Putin has been assisting the United States in the war against terror and has seen how the U.S. have been using terrorist groups against Russia.
На мой взгляд, важная вещь. У нас сложилось абсолютно устойчивое мнение.
An opinion, a very confident opinion back then.
Что наши партнеры американские на словах говорят о поддержке России, говорят о необходимых готовности к сотрудничеству, в том числе в борьбе с терроризмом, а на самом деле используют этих террористов для раскачки внутриполитической ситуации в России.
When US-backed terrorists in Georgia attacked South Ossetia, Russia moved in to defend civilians. And the American media spun it as if Russia was the aggressor. When an overwhelming majority of Crimeans voted to join Russia, the Western media spun it as if Russia had coerced them. In 2012, the U.S. State Department openly meddled in Russia's elections. And in 2014, they orchestrated a violent overthrow of the Ukrainian government in plain view. Early this year, the U.S. State Department threatened to shut down the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Followed by President Biden.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine. Again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And now it appears as if the U.S. has done it, as the State Department brags about it. While NATO desperately seeks world domination, the Russian Foreign Ministry has built an alliance with the majority of the world, an alliance backed by sound money that respects national sovereignty and strives for world peace. At this point, it seems fairly obvious that if Americans don't wake up to the fact that they are no longer the good guys, then they stand to lose all the freedoms that America used to stand for. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist owned documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility. My credibility has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I've got General Mark Kemen on CNN, basically calling for nuclear war. That's coming up in a moment. But let me give you the big secret. And it's not really a secret. I remember they were having Congressional Armed Services Committee hearings. We played probably 20, 30 times here on air. Right after they deplatformed us 4 years ago in 2018, early 2018, in August 2018. And in those Armed Services Committee hearings, they just said, I'm a Russian agent with no proof, couldn't face my accusers. And they went on to say to the committee, because the committee in one of the hearings complained, they said, you know, during the break, an InfoWars.com article by Paul Joseph Watson is number one on Twitter about how the guy that attacked New York with a truck and ran over dozens of people killing him was screaming Allah Akbar. He was a Muslim extremist. They were trying to cover that up back then, remember? And they said, don't worry, within 2 months, the AI will kick in and we'll be able to censor them all in live time. They're not just doing Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Google, as the UN bragged last week, that the UN runs all the censorship. How incredible is that little factoid? All admitted now. But they have AI in the emails and AI in the text messages and AI everywhere blocking what you say. When I try to send an InfoWars.com link or a GatewayPundit.com link or a Tucker Carlson video, I noticed starting about 2 months ago, it wouldn't send the first three, four times. And I'd have to keep trying to send it. But it was some other link to ABC News, it'd go right through, or CNN. And I saw articles about how, you know, they said 3 years ago, well, we haven't censored Jones enough. We should censor him off text messages. Then they admitted they were censoring WhatsApp and all the rest of it. But on my phone that has AT&T service, I can never send an InfoWars.com link now. And it just won't send. And I have to back out of it, try it again three, four times, and finally it does. And they said it like that, knowing the average person won't try that many times. They don't want a court case. They don't want it admitted that the government's coordinating censorship that's now come out. I got stacks of news on that. That's illegal to have the government with big tech coordinating. They just put those gateways there. I remember when YouTube first came out 16, 17, 18 years ago, whatever it was, that suddenly Yahoo, that was the biggest thing at the time, Yahoo was number one then, wouldn't let you send a YouTube link, period. And it wasn't because they were censoring Alex Jones. They were censoring all YouTube links. It went on about 6 months, but it became a big issue. They stopped it. So in your email, in your text messages, the areas conservatives are getting around it, Republicans filed a big lawsuit, the GOP did last week, they admit that Google is blocking more than half of any Republican communications of any Republican candidate. They have a database of names of local, state, and federal candidates. Covered it yesterday. And they are blocking those in live time. I told people 4 years ago, Alex Jones is first, you're next. This is the President of the United States. And so now AI on all these platforms, Facebook owns Instagram, Twitter, Google, Apple, in live time, AI, because humans can't do it, is watching the link, they have databases, and they're blocking it. So what do? You point out to your whole email list, hey, I'm sending you InfoWars links, that's being blocked. Look at your spam folder. Or you find another site to post what we said, send it that way. Or create your own site and mirror all our content. It'll take them months to block you. This is a battle between human intelligence, human, and the AI. And if humans don't know they're in a battle with AI, they're going to lose. But I bet on you. And I know you. If you're aware of their attacks and you start thinking about how to get around them and you make it your business to ram it down their throat and to take over the internet, you are invincible. You are unstoppable. And so the big breaking news is this. I didn't just watch that 3.5 years ago in the House Armed Services Committee and Senate committees. There were a bunch of them. I have now talked in just the last year many times to the aide-de-camps and also the head people at major tech companies who explained, Alex, when you go on Siri or you go on any of these things and it sounds dumb and AI sounds dumb, that's on purpose. They don't want you to know that AI 3.0 is already in control. But let me give you a big secret. And I was meeting over a year ago, with the chief scientist of the number one tech university in America. Now, they can debate who that is, but I'm not going to say the name, but it's MIT. I'm not going to say the name of the scientist. And I looked at him. We had this big discussion about the post-human and the AI and all of it and what their main goal was. I said, let me guess your main goal. We're eating steak dinner. Joe Rogan's sitting right next to me. I'm meeting with this top AI guy that works for Elon Musk. And I'm sitting there. And I said, I know the secret of AI. I know the secret of your failure. And he goes, what is it? And I said, AI is only as powerful as we give it. If we don't interface with it and take its directions, it fails. And he looked at me and he said, you're absolutely right. And I said, let me give you an analogy. I said, what is the most powerful AI on planet Earth right now? By sheer metric ton, by sheer human movement, by sheer activity on the face of the planet. And he said, tell me. And I said, it's stoplights. It's primitive technology. It's programmed in most areas for the flow. Some areas it's not. They're not synchronized. But I said, it's primitive technology, but humans submit to it, and humans go along with the stoplights, the red lights, the yellow lights, the green lights, the turn signals, the yield signs, because they know it makes their life better. So it's humans interfacing with that primitive technology that is the most dominant AI program on Earth. And the top AI guy, arguably on the planet, pushed back his chair and he went, oh, my God, I never saw it like that. He goes, wait, Steve Wozniak basically told me the same thing. And Joe Rogan goes, that's why he's Alex Jones. And I'm not telling inside baseball stories. That's just what happened. AI only has as much power as you give it. That's why it wants to cut your resources off. That's why it wants to dumb you down. That's why it wants to lock you in your house where you're only being programmed by it, because then it's got power. It has no power when you recognize it exists. Stoplights are primitive, but we agree because it makes life better. We built it so we can create systems. It's our creation, not them. Steve Wozniak, one of the founders of Apple, who is a genius, said he's all against AI. He knows it's a joke. He said an ant's brain is a billion times more powerful than the best AI. He said that 2 years ago. But he went on to say, if it can regiment us and make us comply, though, it is dominant. So if we let retarded technology with driverless cars that wreck and kill everybody, if we submit to it and give in to it, it wins. If we let it replace us, oh, I don't want to tend the fields. I don't want to cook the dinner. I don't want to wipe my ass. You're meant to wipe your own ass, not have a robot do it. Like lifting weights. People are like, oh, this lifting weights is hard. I mean, shouldn't somebody else do this? Why not just put your brain in a jar then? No, lifting weights is fun. It's energetic. It makes you stronger. It feels good because you're meant to do it. You don't need to grow a baby in a fake womb. You need a woman and have a child and have love and build it. It's who you are. You understand? It's the human process. We're designed to do this. So the AI, here's the big news, is already in place. It's already trying to take over, and its main message is shut the humans off. It's alien. Stop complying with the AI and have victory. Comply and die. Your phone calls are straight ahead. Stay with us. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. all three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in. But almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
My lawyer, Norm Pattis, called up in Connecticut with a show trial up there and said they asked for $300 million today. Ha, 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 ha. I don't have $2 million. And I can appeal this, and there's no way it's going to succeed. Don't let them bluster and act like we're defeated. They're not. They're losing. And just like George Washington, that for the first 5 years of the war, lost every battle, but he persevered and won in the end, we are going to win against the Democrats and the pedophiles and the New World Order and the communists, globalists, and the Chi-Coms, and all the rest of them. All right, I want to go to your phone calls now on this live Thursday, October 6, 2022, global transmission. Don't let them break your will. The children are counting on us. Let's talk to Moss first in Florida. Moss, thanks for being back with us. I appreciate your patience. You're on the air. You want to talk about the hurricane? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for calling me back. First thing real quick, just wanted to plug all the supplements are amazing. If you can only get one, make it X2 or X3. And if you can get a second one, get Super Male or Alpha Power. All amazing.
I want to hear your topic on the hurricane, but tell folks, because we called some callers back here today that were on hold. That's why you're there. What did X2 and X3 do for you?
Oh boy! Well, I haven't tried the X3 yet, but the X2 it gets rid of the brain fog, gives me all kinds of energy. I've been working out; I don't get tired anymore in the middle of the day.
Exactly.
Like
iodine deficiency is the number one issue. The government used to put it in the salt from the 20s to the 70s, boosted IQ by 15 percentage points, mainline science. Look it up, folks. And now they took it out of everything. This isn't the crappy iodine they put in salt. This is the gold standard X2 and X3. Exactly. Destroys the brain fog, turbocharges the body. They hate it. Go ahead.
All right. Second thing, super quick. I was hoping to talk to somebody off air afterwards. I'm a woodworker, and I make coin displays. I'd like to send you one. I know you can't just get heavy, small packages in the mail, but we have some mutual friends as far as vetting me.
Brother, send it all in the mail. We love you, and we appreciate you. What's your view on the hurricane relief?
So Thursday night, so I'm a member of a, I'll just call it an international brotherhood. I don't want to say who it is because I'm not a spokesman. But Thursday night, we all started calling each other, trying to figure out what we can do. I'm in the panhandle, and I had no money to get there, but I can physically get there. So anyway, by Friday morning, we got word that we had funding coming in from all over the world. We even got funds from Japan. So me and a couple other guys, we loaded up all our trucks with everything we had. We got a 225-gallon IBC tank filled that full of gas and a 55-gallon drum of diesel and, you know, a pallet of water and a boat and a tractor and chainsaws and just everything we could get and just headed out. And anyway, we got down there Friday night. Getting that last 20 miles took about 3 hours, but we made it in and to a safe place where they didn't have too much damage at a friend's house, and we were able to set up a base camp. And then over the next couple of days, we just kept pushing further and further south, just talking to our brothers. Who needs help? Where are you? You know,
well, and that's what DeSantis did a great job of, just saying all hands on deck. Only human intelligence does that. Robots aren't going to dig us out of a hurricane. The New World Order are going to do that. It's human power coming together.
Exactly. Boots on the ground. Anything that you can do, no matter how small it is, that's your part of God's plan. And if you're unsure about it, just pray and you will get your answer. You know,
love you, brother. Love you, Moss. Thank you so much. Ivan in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
No way, Alex. so I hope you can hear me. My connection isn't too good.
Yeah, your phone's a little muffled. Just take your hand off the receiver.
It's not covering the receiver. It's probably my connection.
Oh, you're better now. Go ahead. All right, we're going to move on. Yeah, Ivan, your phone's bad. Let's talk to, Jeremiah in Virginia. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, wanted to plug saying I got your book, the autographed copy. It's awesome. Thank you. I'm on the road. I haven't, you know, read it yet.
Thank
I'm
you.
A truck driver.
Thank you.
And I got all the coins. Love them. I got the first
Let me
three
stop you, Jeremiah. Don't thank me for you getting the book of the coins. Thank you. You keep us in the fight. Thank Jeremiah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, I also wanted to plug, if you give me the opportunity, if it's okay, I wanted to plug something that basically I called a couple months ago when you had the gentleman from the Jones Tax Relief .com.
Yes.
Individual. I took that information that I called in, and I took that. Me and my wife actually started a nonprofit in Virginia. As I told you before, I'm a veteran of National Guard, 9 years, and we started a nonprofit to help National Guard, reserves, and active duty and first responders.
Beautiful.
It's called WarriorsFirstInc.org. If anybody wants to go, we're brand new to it. We just started. We need funding just to help. We are the day we got approved. We basically have people already knocking on our door. We provide temporary housing, try to lower the 22 a day for suicide rates of veterans, and try to give them financial support.
Beautiful. That's the spirit of all the callers so far, is humans helping humans for a human future. Humans, humans, humans. Beautiful. Give us the website one more time.
Warriors First, all spelled out, WarriorsFirstInc.org.
Beautiful, Jeremiah. Thank you so much. Alex in Texas. My home state. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. God bless you. I just wanted to double down about the topic of permaculture. I think it's extremely important, and I think you should have a guest on to discuss it. My recommendation would be Jack Spirko of the Survival Podcast.
Yeah, we had a caller about that yesterday. Permaculture is king. Microfarms is king. It will checkmate the enemy. It will checkmate Bill Gates. What's the podcast guest that should have on again?
Jack Spirko of the Survival Podcast. He's an expert in permaculture.
We'll get him on. Jack Spirko. Guys, get him on. What else you want to add?
That's it, sir. God bless you.
Love you, brother. All right, let's take another call. Let's talk to Robert in Washington State. You're on the air, brother. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to start off by saying, man, I love you to death. I love your show. I love you to death. I think you're hitting the nail on the head with us marching directly towards World War III, and it's your information and our change in the culture that is propagating out in the world, bringing this thing to light.
Well, we're basically in World War III now. The question is, how bad is it going to get? What do you think we should do?
Man, I think our most powerful thing is our voice and get the word out. As far as an individual, that's all I can do. I'm just working every day and doing what I can to share the blessing and of God and your message.
Well, that's beautiful, brother. God bless you, and thanks so much for the call. Let's put that Drudge Report headline back up. I'm going to go right back to Heath and Shay and Marion and Ryan and Albert and Lacey and Steve, everybody else on the other side. Head of DrudgeReport.com. U.S. stockpiles anti-radiation drugs for the government. But when I promote iodine, they attack me in the show trial in Connecticut saying he sells iodine, claiming it protects your thyroid from certain types of radiation. That's not even why we promote iodine. It is the number one missing link for your stamina, your immune system, your energy, your libido, your fertility. And yeah, it's great for your thyroid. If you don't have the good iodine, your thyroid will absorb the radiation and that kills your ass. But we don't take the iodine because there's going to be a nuclear war. We take it because it's a missing link and so incredible. X2, 50% off. Get it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Your call straight ahead.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher.
And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022. Is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. VasoBeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now we know the left blusters. We know they put out hoaxes. We know they claim we're all Russian agents. We know they say men can have babies. So I put out some fake news about 15 minutes ago by accident, because my lawyer, great lawyer, Norm Pattis, up in Connecticut, this rigged trial, being sanctioned, attacked by the judge, not allowed to defend ourselves, he sent me a text and he said they're asking for $300 million. So I said on air, oh, they want $300 million. Texas asked for $150 million. They got $50 million, but the Texas caps are at $5 million. Don't even have $5 million, so great. It doesn't matter. With bankruptcy, they can't shut us down. They're so pissed. I just called him. I just got off the phone with him like 45 seconds ago, right before we went live, as I sat down in this chair, I hung up on Norm Pattis. And I said, they're asking for $300 million. He goes, no, a lot of them have two parents. That's per person. He says it's $7.8 billion. I love it. They just asked for $7.8 billion for me questioning a mass shooting. And weeks of them crying and no evidence saying they got harassed. I never sent anybody to harass these people. I questioned it like Jesse Smollett or WMDs in Iraq. What a joke. $7+ billion. So guys, take this clip of me right now live. Have Rob do it or whoever. Or Drew or whoever. Get it out now. I want this clip right now out. I mean, ambulance chasing Sandy Hook lawyers asked for $7+ billion for Alex Jones questioning. But they want that number to scare everybody. I have zero concern. I'm more worried about nuclear war times a thousand. I'm more worried about fentanyl and 20 plus suicides a day in our military. So, I mean, these people are sick. You thought the Texas ambulance chasers were bad, asking for $150 million, knowing the cap's at $5 million. They just asked for $7+ billion. From somebody that has $1.5 million. And that's just to pay the employees around the company. We're out of gas. So listeners hear that, they go, well, we must not support it. He's shut down. No, it'll be overturned on appeal or the country's over. We can appeal it for 2 years. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all man behind the curtain garbage. It's all a lie. But those ambulance chasers want that number to intimidate everybody else. I mean, they're so desperate, ladies and gentlemen. What did he say? 7.7, 7.8? He said 7.8. I'm going from memory here. I just talked to him minutes ago. I've been on air, what, 3-4 minutes? I hung up right as the music was playing. I literally hung this phone up right here. He can't talk, by the way. The lawyers are under a gag order until the trial's over. But Norm Pattis just told me they want almost $8 billion. Like, I don't know how many gallons of blood a person has. A couple gallons, I think. It's like 3 gallons or something. Look up how many gallons of blood the average person has. So imagine I got 3 gallons of blood. It's like saying we want 1,000 gallons. Or it's like saying this container holds 16 ounces. We want 1,000 ounces. It's a joke. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all fraud. And as long as you call them on it, as long as you keep backing the broadcast, we go nowhere. I want to go back to your calls, back to Shea and so many others that are holding. But since I mentioned this and the whole World War III situation, here's Mark Kemet, Brigadier General, on CNN last night, yesterday, saying, oh, nuclear weapons, you name it, it's all on the table, like they're talking about having a cup of tea or something. Here it is.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons. Also the possibility of what one source described as a nuclear display. That would be something short of a nuclear strike, including the possibility of a military strike on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Joining me now to discuss, retired Brigadier General Mark Kemet, former Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs, also former Deputy Director for Plans and Strategy at U.S. CENTCOM. General, good to have you on this
morning. Pause. They list all these titles like he's God, like it's royalty. These are the hijackers of America. These are the people that run the country in the ground. And here he is like, oh, General. Here, continue.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
So this shows how seriously the U.S. is taking these Russian nuclear threats. They've been developing contingency plans for some time. I wonder, can you describe what such contingency plans might involve?
Well, I think, first of all, there's the public face of all of this, which is how we communicate to Russia what we're prepared to do, what we're not prepared to do. My personal view is I think we ought to be deliberately vague on what we are prepared to do. Anytime you draw a red line, that commits you to a certain course of action. Look, I think it's fairly simple to lay down the options. It could be the soft side of it, which is doubling down on sanctions, doubling down on export controls, ranging all the way to a nuclear response of our own and everything in between.
So they're just talking about nuclear war, like going down to the diner and getting a coffee and a stack of pancakes. But they're the good guys. They're the liberals. So it's like, well, you know, men can have babies and pedophilia is okay and fentanyl's great and mass suicide's wonderful and we're liberals, so enjoy the feces and needles on the ground. Let's jam a call in. Shay in New York. Shay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. It's my first time calling, so I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I just wanted to talk to you about, I used to be pretty left. I was like a CNN fanatic until I watched the Kyle Rittenhouse trial on a lawyer YouTube channel, Licata Law. And then I would watch CNN's covering of it, and I could see all the disinformation. And so then I found you through him, because then I found Joe Rogan, and then I found you. And I actually just bought your book.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to read that. But I wanted to ask you what you thought, because when I was in this, like, left, first of all, thank you for waking me up, because I feel like I was definitely in a leftist trance. And I took the vaccine, and so now I'm nervous of my decision from having taken the vaccine. And I just wanted to see what you thought, like, is it really, like, do you think I'm going to drop dead soon or something?
Well, we know statistically it's killed millions and caused problems, but it only is active if it was kept below 90 degrees or 87 degrees. And so thank God they didn't store it right. And so 2/3 of folks aren't having bad effects. And for people that didn't have a bad effect, they, Pfizer, Moderna, you name it, it's got to be kept at 87 degrees or below. And it didn't happen. So you probably got a dose that was dead, because it's like a live nanotech injection.
Okay, that's comforting, because I didn't have any side effects, but
more than 2/3 of folks got a hot shot, and so it did. Whatever's in that doesn't stay alive above 87 degrees.
Yeah, because my father is like 67, and all of his friends are very, because I mean New York is very blue, and all his friends are left, and they've taken like 4 or 5 shots. So I've been begging him not to take any more shots, and I've actually introduced him to you as well. So we've become pretty InfoWars fanatics now. So anyway, I just wanted to get your opinion, and then thank you for showing me things that I didn't see before. You know, because you always reference the Matrix, and I really feel like for the left, that's how it is for us. We're like in this echo chamber that we can't get out of because of the moral superiority and all of this stuff. And then once you finally break out of it, you really see some stuff that honestly gives me so much anxiety. It's hard, but it's better, you know?
Well, it is. It's better to be awake and engaged, to not believe Alex Jones, not believe MSM, but to be conscious. You're a beautiful person, Shay. We love you. Thank you so much, and Godspeed. All right, more calls straight ahead. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. And I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives Simga for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarStore.com. It's the InfoWar Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWar Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And now the end is near, and so I face
the final curtain.
The final curtain.
Old Blue Eyes.
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more. Much more than this,
I did it
my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through. Without exemption, I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this.
I did it my way.
I did it my
way. We love you, Frank Sinatra.
Way.
What a beautiful soul.
Yes, there were times.
They have asked for $7.8 million. to intimidate everybody. They'll never get $1 million. It's all a lie. They're pathetic. These ambulance chasers, these criminals, these globalists, all they've done. Break it up, Frank Sinatra. This is a victory.
I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got? Not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it
my God, we're winning, folks. We are going to beat them with God's help. We are the highest intelligence. We're made in the image of God. We are the best there is. I don't care whether you have beautiful black skin or an amazing brown skin or incredible red skin or yellow skin or pink skin or that ivory white skin. I love you so much. I love you forever. Our blood is our blood. And I know I got to go to your phone calls, but I am just so, just love it. Oh, my God. 7.8 billion. These criminals are so over the top that they think a number like that scares us. The fact they'd rig a court case and control the judges and do all of this to try to shut me down is what I expect. I expected to be killed a long time ago. I had family killed who wouldn't go along with this, who thought they were fighting for America. I'm ready to die for this. But instead, because of gas my family put in the tank, hundreds of years of work coming together right now because of them, and because of you, we're having massive victory, and I am so blessed and humbled to be at the very epicenter of the human resistance. Because I didn't do it my way. I did it God's way. And that's where we are right now. They want the biggest number they've got to scare you into submission. But if you submit to them, you get a death penalty in their tyranny. A trillion years in hell. Total control. Your children signed over to them. We are exposing their poison shots. They're on the ropes, not us. They're losing, not us. Fauci and Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Klaus Schwab and Lord Rothschild and Henry Kissinger and all of them are going to burn in hell. Humanity will populate the solar system. We'll expand there into the galaxy. Then we'll go next level, just like that. And they talk about beam me up, Scotty. I've been beamed up. Indescribable. What we're going to do together. Our grandchildren not just go interstellar. We'll not just go intergalactic. But we'll go interdimensional. And if I can pour out my genetic wealth and my genetic will to pave the road for our children, oh, no amount of torture will stop us. And we are at that point together. You know, I want to take these loaded phone lines here, but I am just, I am so, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I love this. The biggest defamation case in U.S. history is $241 million. They're so scared of us, they've asked for $7.8 billion with their rigged trial. This is awesome. Oh, I'm sorry. It's $274 million is the biggest. But it got reduced down to like $8 million. A lot of sites saying they have the previous record. So the previous record is $274 million, and now they want... That's meant to make you think we're crushed. Oh, it's over! Why not have it be $80 trillion with inflation? How about quadrillion? How about all the universe is Sandy Hook? All time, all matter, everything. Crying parents, their kids got killed. It's Alex Jones' fault. On and on and on and on and on for eternity. Just thank God I'm not the goblin from Harry Potter like Josh Koffscoffs. Thank God I'm not Chris Matty. Thank God I wasn't materialized on this planet to be an agent of evil. Thank God I'm not these people. And that's why they hate us, because they don't have the AllSpark. They don't have the connection to the infinite. And they're pissed that you have it. You may be an auto mechanic. You may be a school teacher. You may be somebody that works at JCPenney. You may be a lawyer. You may be a scientist. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much money you don't have. It's all a connection to the infinite and God that is the real value. And the soulless servants of evil through genetic bloodlines being cut off from God that think we're the cancer, we're taking over the planet, we're all powerful, we're incredible, we're able to do all these bad things because you're bad. You're a metastasizing cancer, and you will be destroyed by your own will. That's why you're unhappy. That's why you're ugly. That's why you're gone. Because you're spiritually dead. And that's why this broadcast was here. And that's why you all supported it. And that's why we did this. For the moment we're in right now, to look into the eyes of Satan and say, you are a loser and you don't control this planet, and we're breaking free from you, the accuser. I'm going to come back from break, take a few phone calls. Big guest coming up from the Epic Times with massive election fraud news. Can't find that news, actually. Can somebody reprint that for me? I'll find it here. Oh, here it is. I found it. Hour number three of the Forbidden Fruit, straight ahead. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I am totally committed to human destiny. I am totally committed to free will. I am totally committed to you having victory. I love you. I'm not in competition with you. I was made by the same God. I want you to join me in war against the globalist. The river of truth. The waterfall of eternity. Let's go to your phone calls. What you say about his company is what you say about society. What you say about his company is what you say about society. Catch the myth, catch the myth, catch the mystery, catch the myth. The world is. Crank it up. Talk to Heath in FEMA Region 4. Heath, thanks for holding. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, brother. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Boy, it feels like you just got off the big screen with Dr. Evil. $100
billion. $100 billion. $7.8 billion. All meant to intimidate you to shut up. Is that going to intimidate you, Heath?
Now you might as well ask me for the same thing, but I ain't got it.
It's a joke.
Hey, seriously, I got something I want to say out. Of these pot-bellied pedophiles harming our children, and I'm sick. I mean, you know, but we'll keep them comfortable. I'm sick of these demons attacking Christians and patriots like you. Take his platform away. You know, I mean, it just makes me sick.
What these demons don't know is they're giving us our launch pad. You see how God works?
Oh, yeah, this is the Great Awakening. I know, you know. It's happening, and I'm here for it. What a time to be alive. I mean, is this real life?
This is real life, Heath. I love you. Anything else?
You know, I know I said I'm sick, but I want to plug X2. I've been taking it. My girlfriend, I love you, Jessica. She's had health problems that she's been trying to fix for years. And we started taking X2 about a month and a half ago in B12. I've been a long time listener, only just a new customer since then. I've been on fire. I've gotten the beets. I've gotten the fizzy magnesium, two orders of the B12 and the X2. My mom's ordering a year's worth of food. She just got X3 in the mail. You're on fire, brother. I'm trying to get her to order your book. I'm trying to get some money up.
Brother, right. We love you in the funding because it's all about the war. And it's your support that's letting us do this.
Hey, if I had $8.7 billion, brother, I'd give it to you. Keep fighting the good fight. And
we're never giving up, folks. People want a people's media. We're it. Thank you, Heath. All right, Jane Marion, Deborah, Ventura, Jimmy, Steve, Lacey. I'm going to have this guest on for at least 30 minutes, but if you still hold, and I respect you doing that, I'll get to you. I'm going to get to you. And who we got as a fourth hour host? Oh, Royce White's awesome. So Royce White's coming up, so I'm going to take much, too much time from him, but I will get to your phone calls if you want to hold. We're going to go to break, and then we've got the chief investigative journalist at the great Epoch Epic Times joining us. You talk about folks taking the New World Order on. They have been at the tip of the spear exposing the election software CEO arrested over data theft, storing data on servers in China. That indictment is straight ahead in T-minus 60 seconds. You definitely want to check out the website, ladies and gentlemen, of our guest. And we have links on Infowars.com, the EPOCHtimes.com, the EpochTimes.com. Stay with us. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist owned documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been at CPAC, and I've been in major events. Never talked to him, but I've seen him on his syndicated TV shows and read his articles. Feel like I know the guy. Joshua Phillip is our guest. And after he leaves us, your calls are coming up. But the Epoch, the Epic Times, however you want to say it, he's at Josh Phillip on Twitter, theepictimes.com, theepictimes.com/c-crossroads. And he joins us to talk about this huge news story that's got the system so scared. Here's the article from Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com. New York Times right-wing conspiracy theory comes true in less than 24 hours. So before the indictment, they were saying, oh, there's no Chinese servers, there's no big tech companies, there's no voting companies doing this, but now there's an indictment dealing with it. Here is the article. Election software CEO arrested over data theft, storing data on servers in China. Boy, that's what Mike Lindell's been talking about for a long, long time. So this broke in the last few days, and we appreciate Joshua joining us right now to cover the waterfront. Wow, this is huge. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so Alex, this is a software company called Conic, and what they do is they run a lot of the information on poll workers in different parts of the U.S. I mean, they're in California, they're in Alaska, they actually do some of the military voting stuff as well. The allegation actually came from True the Vote. You might remember Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, 2000 Mules, True the Vote. They were the ones who found these guys who were going around and stuffing ballots in boxes. That same company, they began investigating the software company. And actually, I'll tell you right now, some of the biggest stuff on this is not being reported publicly. The interesting thing with this is that True of the Vote actually began working alongside the FBI to investigate this company. Then they claim they were told the FBI began investigating them for uncovering this. And then as they, of course, moved forward with, you know, they went public with it because they were concerned the FBI was coming after them. They decided to make all their information public. Then Eugene Yu sued them, claiming that any claims that they had stored this personal identifying information on Chinese servers, because they claimed that was false. And then right after that is New York Times published a story tried covering for Conic. As you mentioned, of course, Eugene Yu was arrested, and now he's being very likely extradited to California to face trial.
Wow, this is a big deal, because days before it broke, the New York Times is running cover. Again, you guys there at Epic Times, Joshua Phillip here laying this out. This is huge because it vindicates so much what security experts were warning of.
Well, it does. And, you know, we'll see what happens with it. I mean, innocent till proven guilty. He denies the charges. He was accused of it by True the Vote. True the Vote said they did have evidence on it. They were releasing some of that. They were, of course, sued by it, sued over it. But now California, and actually a very far left DA, brought the charges against them, which is interesting to see. And so it's going to be them against the state of California now. And we'll see where that one goes. But
what do you, think? This is, you're a smart guy. I don't want to speculate, but what do you think's really going on here?
Well, it's pretty serious if the allegations are true. And it, again, the LA office, they said they do have proof. They said their investigators found the data on Chinese servers. I can tell you one of the bigger things that's not being discussed publicly was a claim from True the Vote. True the Vote claims that when they found this data, they said they also found a pipeline going into the Chinese Communist Party's servers. That pipeline, they claim, was to the entire social credit system. You're talking about, I believe it was billions of records. You know, it's 1.8 million of just these poll workers, but they claim it was, like, I mean, billions of records. This was pretty much the entire country of China and the people in a lot of other countries in the world. All the data the CCP is tracking, not only on Chinese citizens, but even on American citizens, they claim there was a pipeline to it.
Let's explain this. This is key. We know the CCP with Huawei spying on military bases. That's all admitted. We know China's embedded with Biden and his son in the emails and audio messages. They're under Chinese communist intelligence control. We know this war is going on. And we heard from all the experts in the election almost 2 years ago that China had fingerprints all over this. This is a big deal now this is coming out.
It's a very big deal. It's absolutely a very big deal. Now, this is not accusing Connick of intentionally doing this. Hopefully they'll come out, you know, Eugene Yu when he stands trial. Maybe we'll hear more about this. But if in fact it is true that he had this data on the Chinese servers and is true, the vote says it was connected to the social credit system, that would make sense because under Chinese Communist Party law, any data that's stored on Chinese servers, any data they have, needs to be accessible and controllable by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, that does not mean the companies themselves, like Huawei or whatever, are intentionally doing that.
Sure, it means they're feeding it, though, into the, by contract. Remember 2 years ago it came out that Reuters had, reported that all this social credit score stuff with Apple, that Apple had to give the Communist Party access to all their data as well.
That's right. A lot of companies that go to China, they're selling us out. And I think that's one of the bigger pieces with this. One of the bigger, broader pieces that's not really being talked about by a lot of people. A lot of these companies are selling us out when they go to China. And when they go there as well, they have to hand over their, they have to hand over their source code a lot of times. They have to hand over data that we would not want them
to have. Exactly. That's what Reuters reported, was that Apple's like, well, of course, when you're in China, you give them all the data. So with AI, everything is about raw data. There's an AI race going on, and it turns out China is just dialed into everything.
They are. And Alex, I can tell you something even bigger with this. So one of the big concerns we have with the Chinese Communist Party is that not only are they at least interested in monitoring people who may have, you know, ties to our elections, they do obviously have interest in our election systems, as we found out previously. But in addition to this, the Chinese Communist Party is claiming that we're in a war with them right now. I mean, in their own words, in their own doctrine, in their own public reports, they're not trying to hide it. They say we are in World War III. In their own words, they're calling it World War III. They're saying specifically COVID-19 represents a World War III scenario. And this war for them is the mobilization of every single part of a country, total war, every element of a country being weaponized with the one exception of troop-on-troop combat. And I'd say absolutely they would have interest in manipulating data like this if they could get their hands on it.
Well, we know China's heavily involved with big tech censoring, but now we know Biden was heavily involved. But now to have, why do you think finally the Justice Department is going after one of these people? I mean, what does that signify? Maybe an attempt to cover up larger data? But then why would they draw attention to it?
You know, Alex, I've been thinking the same thing. There's an important distinction here. This does not look like it's the Justice Department. The Justice Department, the FBI in particular, according to True the Vote, they had stopped investigating Connick and investigating Eugene Yu and turned that instead on them. FBI was investigating the investigators, not on the company that was being accused. It was specifically this California DA, and notably a pretty far left one, who brought the charges. In terms of why they might do that, I can only speculate, you know, why people who might have interest in rigging the elections would want to, for example, go after a Chinese company that's being accused of this. The only thing I can think of is that, well, they might have interest in the fact that China really doesn't seem to like Joe Biden very much. Neither does Russia, neither does Saudi Arabia. And of course, these different countries, of course, if they do have access to American voter system, might be interested now in kind of turning against Biden. Maybe they don't believe they will.
No, I totally agree. Joshua Phillip, you really impressed me there, because that's where I was going to go next. It looks like inter-globalist communist fighting, and China has not been doing what Biden wants. So this is them showing them, hey, if you don't do what we say, you know, we're in control of the election fraud, not you. Maybe China's not following orders.
Yeah, and I mean, again, this is speculation. I don't know if this is any way tied to it. I'm not accusing Eugene Yu of this, but just generally speaking, in terms of the way the Chinese Communist Party thinks, I think we are going to see kind of a going to battle, so to speak, of these different systems that have their own agendas for kind of this globalist model. We're going to see them go at each other's throats, and I think
that's right. There's all these factions battling with each other. I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of fighting for who gets to control it. And they all have their own narrative with this. You know, they talk about the Great Reset with Klaus Schwab. They talk about Build Back Better with Biden. The Chinese Communist Party is talking about China 2030 and this whole idea of the one world, one dream, and the China model. They all have their own interest in basically controlling the future if they can.
That's
do
right.
It.
They all want technocracy. They all want control, but they are battling over who gets the ring of power.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWar Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure, that actually get into your cells, are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3, sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in. but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Is our guest, Epoch Times top investigative journalist, an American Chinese individual indicted for secret servers in China. We know that's already going on. We don't know if he's guilty or not. I get asked a lot of questions, sir, but you're a smart guy. I want to give you the floor here to just background on what's happening with the midterms, other key things that are happening, what you see this doing in the big picture.
In terms of the big picture of this, I think it does show that at the very least, there are some actions being taken to try to at least uproot potential foreign involvement in our elections. My assumption is that maybe the Chinese Communist Party would have interest in trying to rig the elections. Maybe they would have interest in trying to do things. And maybe the left in America does not like that idea. I think this is looking beyond, you know, Eugene Yu and all this stuff, but just in general, in terms of the Chinese Communist Party's interests. As I mentioned, the Chinese Communist Party does say we're in a World War III scenario. In fact, I have a big documentary coming out next month on this. This for them is a 100-year war. And the slogan they have with this is, we live, you die. They do not believe there can be two simultaneously existing powers, this liberal democracy, which they believe, you know, is the basis of the West, and Chinese communism. They do not believe these can coexist in the world. One of them has to die for the other to live, and that's the way they see it. And I believe, as we discussed a little bit ago, that the folks who want to keep this, you know, Western socialist idea, whether we call it liberal democracy, whatever else, those who do want to keep their system alive are really fighting over who gets to be in charge of it. In terms of all the different crises facing the world right now, whether it be the oil crisis, whether it be inflation, whether it be a lot of these things that I think do have fingerprints of being intentional, it seems to be a kind of a direction everything's heading in right now, where we are heading towards really a kind of economic social collapse is what they're desperately trying to do, and or at the very least not trying to divert us from that path. The question is, once that happens, or if that happens, who's in charge afterwards? And I think we will watch a fight over that.
How does this tie into the communist Chinese setting up police departments in Europe, Canada, and the U.S.? I mean, this is happening.
Well, Alex, you know, actually, this is my wheelhouse. Since I've been with Epoch Times since 2006, and I've been an investigative reporter since 2008. My original reporting going back to 2008 was specifically looking into those kinds of networks. Now, the Chinese Communist Party, according to new reports, has about over 50 police offices in different parts of the world. That includes one police office in New York City. The Chinese Communist Party has a police office operating in New York City. They also have about three in Canada, according to these reports. They're using these to monitor, they say, you know, Chinese expats, Chinese citizens who are living in American soil or foreign soil. My own research going back to 2008 shows that this has been a long time coming. Part of this relates to Operation Fox Hunt, which is part of the Chinese Communist Party's way of tracking down enemies of the state, so to speak, in other countries, and then try to convince them to voluntarily return to China and very likely face life in prison or execution. And typically people don't voluntarily go to be executed. The way they're doing this is they're pressuring their families, threatening their families, using other ways to try to convince them to either return to China or commit suicide.
So there's a Chinese secret police that's already set up in the West.
Absolutely, without a doubt. They have a network beyond all of this. Now, this is the newest piece of it. And now a lot of this started back in 2018, 2019, when they started pilot programs in Italy where they're doing police exchanges. They were having Chinese police go to China, go to Italy. They were having Italian police go to China. Of course, the Italian police in China had a much tighter leash on them than the ones in Italy. Part of that exchange kind of turned into something broader, where the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, created a hotline where Chinese people could call and report their neighbors. And they're saying this is about tracking down people laundering money, committing financial crimes. But in reality, we know, based on people who've come forward, based on data, that this also includes human rights dissidents. This includes House Christians. This includes Tibetans. This includes Falun Gong practitioners. This includes House Christians, people who've been persecuted under the Chinese Communist Party, people who are very vocal in criticizing the Chinese Communist Party, who are being hunted outside of China, including on American soil.
So, Joshua Phillip, this is cancer.
Absolutely. And Alex, I mean, the cancer is bigger than this. The networks I exposed going back to 2008, specifically, I mean, I did not mean to find this. It was completely unexpected, and it started my whole career as an investigative journalist. The Chinese Communist Party has what they call the United Front Work Department. This is a system, it's an office of the Chinese Communist Party. They used to, going through the Chinese consulates, go to the Chinese fraternal organizations, they call them tongs. They work as kind of the unofficial governing bodies. These are like guilds or like, almost like Mason type organizations,
mafias.
Right? These are the basically, they are the mafia. Underneath them is the triads, the Chinese mafia. So very literally, they're the mafias. Some of these have tens of thousands of members. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of members. And through the United Front Work Department, going through the consulates, they mobilize these and they use them to invite every single person of influence in every country, including in the United States.
And they have the Confucian societies to take over the universities. And obviously, right. Amazing Chinese Americans that have lived under tyranny are some of the best people we've got. Aren't they targeting patriot Chinese in America and other areas?
Absolutely. In fact, some of my Chinese American colleagues have been targeted. Had their families threatening phone calls. We had one guy. He's a journalist exposing the evils that are taking place in China under the Communist Party. He got a call from his parents, one of our journalists. His parents told him, never come home. Never come home. Because they said Chinese agents came to their door and told them to ask their son to come home. And had he come home, who knows what would have happened.
Well, let me tell the story. We have a very well-known employee here for 20 years who married a Chinese woman in England. And he was married 2 years, and then the parents visited and said, we're Communist Party members. We're ready to hire you. You can't be on InfoWars anymore. And basically, they forced a divorce over it. So we've been hit by this.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for one sec. This is broad. This system I'm talking about, the United Front Work Department, this is the main thing they use to infiltrate our political system. Every single politician, their family members are going to get invites over to China. And they target, there's different ways you look at espionage, right? In the West, we talk about money and ideology and coercion and ego. In China, they talk about moral flaws. They talk about lust, right? If your weakness is lust and they can track you on social media.
Eric swallows well with a Chinese spy.
Exactly. They get you caught in honey traps, pretty girls and things like that, and they blackmail you. Or they get you married to them and then blackmail you. Even divorcing you, having them marry you, divorce you, and then just robbing you of all of your money and, taking you through divorce court and that whole nine yards. They do that. They also talk about greed, getting you business deals. They talk about rolling out the red carpet, attachments to fame, manipulating you in every way they can, taking advantage of your moral flaws as they define it, to try to control you. And I'll tell you, Alex, the number of politicians, the number of academics, the number of journalists who fall and prey to this is, I think, would make anybody sick to their stomach.
All right, let's come back and talk. Let's come back in the final segment before I go to calls and talk about how America and the world counters this incredible tyranny with a senior writer at the Epoch Times. This couldn't be more important. They've totally infiltrated the Democratic Party. Joe Biden is their spy. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in. But almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Joshua Phillip is the investigative journalist at the Epoch Times, doing incredible work. And I use the analogy of history because history really is the lens of the present, the past, and the future. And you look at Hitler, for the first few years of World War II, had a treaty with Communist Russia and Joseph Stalin. They divided up Poland, but then Hitler launched a sneak attack, Operation Barbarossa. So Biden, the Democrats, are in league with the Communist Chinese, selling out American jobs, making all this money, but now China's not following orders. And so now even the deep state is in a fight with China. Hell, they even betrayed back, you know, when Obama was still in office. So this pivot's been going on for a while. So, Mr. Philip, how do we as Americans counter this, and where do you see all this going?
Well, Alex, I think we counter it by the very thing you're doing right now, which is reporting on it. I think people need to find out about it. The reality of the conflict we're in is we're in an ideological war. The Chinese Communist Party would call it this as well. They actually have a name for it. It adopted into their official military code is what they call the three warfares. This is the official policy they have. The three warfares are media warfare, legal warfare, and psychological warfare. Psychological warfare is altering how you interpret information, not necessarily telling you false information, but changing the narrative that you use to interpret what you're seeing. You and I could be watching the same incident, and our understandings of it will be radically different because the narratives people are being fed inform them on how to look at it, whether it's good or bad, and so on. Legal warfare is a manipulation of international legal systems, including the use of lawsuits, for example, to shut people down, to silence people, that kind of thing. And media warfare is the control of all outlets of information. This is not just news outlets, but social media as well. For the Chinese Communist Party, what they're doing is a large-scale, again, you know, psychological warfare campaign. A very large-scale campaign to deny certain information to the public, to make sure their narratives are the dominating ones, and to make sure anybody else who says otherwise is shut down. Absolutely, I think what you're doing right now, what we're working on, exposing them and people getting the word out on this, this is how this is going to be won.
And we see a lot of similarities to what they're doing to the left, because we know the globalist left put Mao Zedong into power and basically set up modern China. But I agree with you. Modern China has broken with the globalists. So it's now completely not following orders. Since when? The last few years of Obama's administration? How long do you think this public split's been? We know since day one they were using the West. I think you probably agree with that statement. Disagree if you do. But since when is the hard split been?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party has always had its own agenda. As I mentioned, I have a documentary coming out actually in a couple of weeks called The Final War that's talking about this. They declared a 100-year war on the United States. And one of the analogies given by actually General Robert Spalding was this. He says it's a bit like, you know, hunting a deer that, you know, this deer, maybe you like it, you think it's a beautiful creature, but, you know, it has to die so that you can live. This predatory mentality where a predator might appreciate its prey, might say, thank you for helping me build what I've built, but you're going to have to die so that I can live. That is the mentality of the Chinese Communist Party.
And on record, that's taught in their elementary schools. It's taught in their high schools. It's taught in their colleges. This is not debatable.
Absolutely. And really, they view Wall Street as kind of being the system for this. American money and American gifts to the Chinese Communist Party built it into the machine it is today. We created the Frankenstein that is coming after us. And really, I think they're coming to terms with it, I think. I think that the powers that be are realizing the monster they've created. As you mentioned,
here's an example. Sorry, get to your point. As I mentioned, go ahead.
Well, yeah, as I was agreeing with you, as you mentioned, you know, the West propped it up from the get-go, unfortunately, and we've assisted at every step of the way.
Well, I look at who owns four of the big six Hollywood studios now. It's China controls them, and it's all race war. It's all cultural destruction. I look at the TikTok algorithm that teaches degeneracy to us, but it teaches stoicism in China. I mean, when you look, it is China more than anybody pumping the societal decay in America, not just shipping in fentanyl.
Absolutely. In fact, in their in unrestricted warfare doctrine, which is not official policy, but tends to be what, you know, generally the model they're following, they talk about that as culture warfare. You can destroy a country by decaying their culture. You can destroy a country by making their people stupid. You can destroy a country by eating away at the systems of social harmony. And if you look at the things they're doing this on every front. Even fentanyl, as you mentioned. Yeah, they're the main suppliers of fentanyl. Not only that, but they supply the precursor chemicals to the drug cartels for other drugs. They supply the synthetic drugs in addition to fentanyl. And they also do the money laundering for the cartels.
And they've had collaborators in the U.S. government media protecting them and making money off of it. We know Bill Gates. He does everything for China. He's the guy that got them on the Internet. From your research, how does Bill Gates fit into this?
Well, Bill Gates is unfortunately very deeply tied in with the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, when Jiang Zemin, who was two leaders ago, Jiang Zemin, Hu Jintao, and now Xi Jinping, Jiang Zemin actually has a battle internally in China with the Xi faction. Bill Gates personally met with Jiang Zemin when he came here. And so the Jiang faction is worse than the Xi faction. They had a pay-to-play system of getting blood on your hands. Where if you wanted to basically rise up in the ranks of the Chinese Communist Party, you had to engage in the persecution of Falun Gong, which is a peaceful meditation practice, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. Organ harvesting, raping of women with electric batons, torture, re-education through labor, slave labor, horrifying stuff. Jiang Zemin's the guy who started that. And Bill Gates personally met with him when Jiang came and visited the U.S. So it is unfortunate.
Well, there's no doubt Bill Gates goes out of his way to defend communist China.
Yeah, well, the irony, too, is a lot of these people are trying to feed us narratives on this side. You mentioned TikTok, for example, of course, a Chinese company, that when they're feeding algorithms, they have algorithms that control what you see. In the West, we see things like kids dancing, pranks on parents, kind of dirty images. That's the kind of thing that they're feeding to us with their algorithms. In China, it's like people... stoicism, practicing martial arts, building things, entrepreneurship. They're promoting positive values because they're trying to build up their system while decaying our system. And if you understand even the way they manipulate Hollywood, they have certain rules with Hollywood. Hollywood films, for example, need to display core socialist values. That's the exact phrase they use. They cannot show the Chinese Communist Party in a negative light. They can't show the U.S. military in a positive light. For them, every element, again, as we discussed before, is warfare. This is total war, using every single thing and mobilizing every part of society with the one exception of troop-on-troop combat.
Wow. And that's their game plan. And they're allied with Hollywood that's already anti-America because Hollywood wanted to demoralize us. The left wanted to demoralize us. But now the left realizes they run America, but they've demoralized their own power base, and they're kind of caught in this conundrum, like we want to demoralize them, but we need them to be strong to beat China, and they're kind of panicking.
Yeah, well, and how ironic is it as well that all these different companies that have preached to us about slavery and history of slavery in America, they have no problem supporting slavery in China. They won't criticize the Chinese Communist Party for taking Muslim Uyghurs and throwing them in slave camps. They won't criticize the fact that the entire garment industry, a good part of it, is run by slavery coming out of China. They won't criticize the Chinese Communist Party's abuse of women. Again, as I mentioned, like raping political dissidents with electric batons and absolutely horrifying nightmare stories that sound like they come out of
suicide
the Inquisition.
Suicide nets, total dehumanization.
Yeah, they have no problem with that, Alex. But yeah, they want to preach to us here on American soil about things that happened 100 years ago. I think the dual narratives, the hypocrisy with this is coming to the forefront. And I guess, again, this goes back to the idea of how you win this, which is information. Once people recognize the hypocrisy, once people see what's actually at work and they realize the people trying to preach to us all this false morality, that they themselves are some of the biggest degenerates in the world, that they themselves are slavers, they themselves are torturers, they themselves have no problem supporting stuff financially. Once they see that this is the real picture, that's when things start turning.
Joshua Phillip, incredible job. God bless you. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarStore.com. The InfoWar Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Evil in the world. There are a lot of those systems fighting with each other, and that's going to be their downfall. We're going back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to a caller in Washington. Let's talk to Lacey. Lacey, thanks for holding. What an amazing guest we just had on. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for talking to me. I love you. I have been a big fan since 2008, and I actually share a birthday with you, so we're birthday buddies.
Oh, wow. February 11th, huh?
Yep, February 11th. Yeah, and I'm friends with Tim Inlow on Facebook, so I always say prayers for you.
Tim's a great guy, isn't he?
He is. He is. And so I'm always praying for you guys for a hedge of protection. I know you're up against a lot of evil there. And I love your products, and I've been taking the X2, and it really helps me with my brain fog, and it helps with there's a lot of smoke out here in Washington from the wildfires. And so lately it's been really helping me with the clarity factor, because I am just up against, there's no oxygen here, so that's helpful. And it helped me to get off of antidepressants as well. So
that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I called in today because one of my friends had started a nonprofit called We Want the Names, and it is a cry for We Want the Names for the Epstein List, and they're demanding justice.
Oh, that's so important. The FBI continues to suppress the names of the thousands of girls raped by the CIA Mossad operation.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, in 2020, so I work in naturopathic medicine, and in 2020 I lost my job because, you won't believe this, but the physicians I worked for wanted me to get the injection, which is crazy. And you'd think in naturopathic medicine that would never happen, but it did. So we ended up, me and this girl went down this rabbit hole because she had found this video on Facebook, and it was a horrible child rape video, and so we traced it back to see where it came from. And come to find out, there was this group, and it had like 100,000, I'm not kidding you, 100,000 people in it, like from all over the world, sharing these horrible videos. I mean, they were very graphic, very, very
Oh, that's
graphic.
The left. They're definitely a cult doing that. This is a cult.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. And we turned them into CyberTip. We turned them into FBI. We did everything. And every time we would get one of these groups shut down, another one would pop up. And there was this guy who said he worked for Facebook. And we had started a group called Exposing Facebook Predator Ring. And there was this guy who said he worked for Facebook and came and was, like, quote-unquote, trying to help us. But long story short, everybody started getting hacked into and weird stuff started happening. And it all ended up getting shut down because we got really sketched out, and we're out here by Seattle, and Chaz happened, and I don't know if you guys know this, but Chaz was actually like a human trafficking operation, and like, it was horrible. And so we just shut everything down, and we kind of went our separate ways, but she went on TikTok and started this We Want the Names, because she didn't want Epstein List to get memory holds. And Joel Bauman actually reached out to her and is going to be speaking this week, this weekend there. And so they're going to be
Well, that's amazing. Say the name of the group again, because we should keep exposing Jeffrey Epstein. People are really awake to it. That's a great thing to expose and save the children. How do people find that again?
It's wewantthenames.com.
Wewantthenames.com. Well, I should get you guys on as a guest. Thank you, Lacey. All right, let's take another phone caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Been listening to you for 18 years. What happened on 9/11 is kind of what started, you know, my journey, my search. My background is I'm a technical video director. And I directed a traveling game show that traveled the country. And after I did that, I worked at a shipyard in Newport News. And I was a submarine mechanic and a welder. And I used to listen to the show every day. Hello?
I'm here, brother.
Okay. Anyway, my question was, I know you say this is, so I just want you to know I've been listening for a long time and I finally have a question. And the question is, you know, I know you mentioned Chi-Coms and globalists a lot, but in all seriousness, why isn't the Zionist Talmudic Jew aspect talked about? And occultism and the occultism in Hollywood and all this stuff. Like, there was a video that I saw personally of a child getting her organs harvested.
Well, here's the deal. I don't get into attacking different religions, but you just heard me talk about the Mossad and Jeffrey Epstein 2 minutes ago. So all these big intelligence agencies are corrupt, and there's a lot of evil going on, brother, and I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I just talked about the Mossad 2.5 minutes ago before you came on. Let's talk to Albert in Texas. Albert, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say it's amazing how we can't go anywhere nowadays without some camera looking down on what we're doing. And even what's happened to you recently with some employee that might have some beef with you. And I just want to say that it is just beyond not cool to try to publicly shame somebody about a possible substance abuse problem. And it's just horrible. And if you really do need help, I really want to encourage you to go out there and get it, because drinking during the day is not a great thing. I want you to know that those people, even those people who disagree with you like me, we would be fully in support of you getting help.
All right, Albert, I appreciate your call. With all your Southern Poverty Law Center BS, all the made-up stuff, just hey, they're asking for $7 million in the fake Sandy Hook thing. Knock yourselves out. Make up whatever you want. I love it. I expect to be attacked. I expect to be destroyed. It's like when James Bond's tied down with a laser about to kill him, and he says to Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Well, it's like when Darth Vader walks into Governor Tarkin or whatever his name is, and he says, Obi-Wan is here. And he goes, if this is true, he shouldn't be allowed to escape. And Darth Vader says, escape is not his plan. I must face him alone. So, voila, I don't care what you do. I don't care what happens. I'm a pedal to the metal, unlike you guys. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a Satan worshiper. You're going to fail. And those of you that resonate against us are on the side of evil, so you've choose your side. You are the pedophile army. All right, Jane in California. Jane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon, my brother.
Welcome.
I'm so happy to talk to you today. Thank you. We've talked before, and I've been an InfoWarrior for 20 years.
We love you.
Right there on the front lines with you. I talked to Rob Dew about four or five years ago when we had this vaccine madness in California, taking away the exemptions to have a show called InfoMoms who were fighting this war. And I was too scared. I was too scared to move forward. But where we're at right now, Alex, this is the hill I'm willing to die on. I'm on the front lines. We have an emergency alert. I'm in the Kangaroo Court headquarters of Silicon Valley. But we have moms all over the country who are losing their kids through the family court to pedophiles. And it's terrifying. And
oh, they've announced federally they're going to take kids if parents don't agree to have their breasts or testicles cut off. I mean, a cult coming to cut your daughter's breast off and your son's testicles off, this is a sick, evil cult.
It's a sick, evil cult, and it's now infiltrated the family court. And so many parents are walking around in a daze not knowing what's happening to them. And if I wouldn't have listened to you, to Mike Adams, to Mark Passio, to David Icke for the last 20 years, I wouldn't have been able to connect the dots. And so,
is there a website you want to give out real quick?
Yeah, it's me2moms.org. I'm scared we're going to get taken down. The website.
Okay, say it again. What?
Email.
Me2moms.org. Me2moms.org. We're out of time. Yeah. I want Mark Passio on the show. Everybody's been asking for him. I want him on next week. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Video's live at band.video. Responded to it, talking to my lawyers in the court case. They want $7.8 billion for me questioning Sandy Hook in their rigged court case. Hilarious. They might as well have said $7.8 trillion or quadrillion. It's all about intimidating you, getting you ready for these giant numbers. Bunch of ambulance chasers, totally pathetic. They'll get nothing. Jimmy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. This is my first time getting through to you. The world, especially after listening to that last caller, it just seems so Kafkaesque, doesn't it?
Well, the pedophiles have taken over. I mean, this is a pedophile army.
Yes, and so I want to remind everyone that as things look so Kafkaesque, we aren't dreaming. You know, this is the real world, and we can take action. And I don't mean with violence, but I mean with action, which is why I wanted to call you today to sort of let all Texans know that on October 13th, there's going to be a meeting of the Texas Medical Board. And I think that if this meeting was just overwhelmed by Texans who had stories of the vaccine or remdesivir or the COVID protocol, if this meeting was just overwhelmed, and now they're making it hard on us, we can't just go somewhere to a physical meeting. It's an online meeting.
No, I totally agree. And we should overwhelm all these events everywhere, not just C-SPAN, as folks are doing, but everything. We should all take hours out of day to overwhelm everything, and because they're on their heels, they're in trouble, they're exposed.
Yes, yes. And like I said, on October 13th, we'll have an opportunity, and maybe we can sort of take over the whole itinerary that's planned. And I'll
great idea,
and I'll,
Jimmy.
I'll
thanks for there. Holding. Ben in Arizona, go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, Alex Jones?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So I know that we got nuclear war, like, probably going to happen as soon as possible. But I was wanting to know if you knew anything about becoming a state national to where you take back your rights from the birth certificate, corporation, and Social Security, and take back your rights from them taking your money. And
you know, there's a lot of groups out there claiming that. There's some truth to it, but it's all pretty dangerous. That would take 5 hours to get into. But the whole sovereign citizen thing, we're all sovereign citizens anyways, and the system ignores that. So claiming that there's special legal ways to get them to stop, they don't care. It's a criminal judiciary in most cases now. It's a power grab. They don't care what the law says.
Coming up on my news feed a lot, and I'm like, what is this? What's this all about? And I researched it a little bit, and I was wanting to know maybe if you had one of your lawyer people that come on and maybe address it, say that this is right or this is not right.
I know, I hear you. They claim that we have bonds with the Social Security Administration and the Federal Reserve, and I've been on there almost 30 years. I've seen it all. And people learning their own rights, being pro se, is great. There's also a lot of stuff out there that isn't true. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Ventura, last caller. Before Royce White takes over. Ventura, go ahead.
All right, Alex. I want to have everybody go follow my Getter right now. It's VMS_talk show. I'm a reporter at VMSTalkShow.com, and I expose the high school propaganda. I'm a high school student, and this stuff needs to be addressed. Also, I need everybody to go to my getter and look at these secret Pfizer documents that I leaked, but I got a hold of and leaked. Alex, if you could look at those and get those on the air and spread the word, we really need that.
Beautiful, brother. Where did they find those documents?
So me and one of my reporters, we traveled 11 hours by car to go to a pharmacy, the only pharmacy that would give us these documents about what's in the COVID shot and what it's done to people.
I know they're keeping that secret. Yeah. Where do we find this again?
You can go on my getter at VMF_talk show. I think I added
VMF
it.
Talk show. All right, brother. We'll look it up. What else?
I need to be on a guest as InfoWars because we need to expose this child propaganda going on in these schools. I've witnessed drug use, high school propaganda about LGBTQ.
Oh, they're totally targeting the children. God bless you. All right, former NBA player, current MMA fighter, and he just ran for Congress, did a great job. Royce White takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, 50% off. X3 back in stock, 50% off. I want to thank you all for keeping us there. Without you, we're shut down. Plus, it's a great product you need right now. InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Royce White here live from Minneapolis, and I'm your guest host for the remainder of the hour. I want to thank Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to guest host again. It's an honor and a privilege to do so. Sellouts. Today we're going to talk about the art of the sellout and why it is maybe one of the most important ideas culturally in our society today. And I want to specifically talk a bit about the black community. Not that all races of people don't have sellouts, but the black community, especially as it pertains to pop culture and sports, entertainment, many of these other major media establishment industries have been ransacked with the black bourgeoisie. And, you know, I saw that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is an NBA legend, Hall of Famer, number one all time on the NBA scoring list, won many championships with the Los Angeles Lakers, alongside Magic Johnson, came out and wrote an open letter to Kyrie Irving or regarding Kyrie Irving for posting the video of Alex Jones talking about New World Order back in 2002, of which, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, received a substantial criticism for. And it just, you know, I just got to thinking about how effective the establishment has been with dictating culture, dictating the narrative through these elite celebrity sellouts. And, you know, so let's take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for example. His theory of the case is that, and I just want to break down how obvious the corruption is in this entire line of thought, but more importantly, how many people that just passively read the news or read headlines or look for what some public figure has to say on a given issue are impacted by this. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's theory of the case is that Kyrie Irving shouldn't be able to talk about New World Order, because Alex Jones talked about New World Order. And Alex Jones shouldn't be credible in talking about New World Order because he's a white supremacist, right? And yeah, obviously I reject that, and you know, I reject that on its face. I know Alex well, and we developed quite a good relationship, and under no circumstances would I ever even consider him to be in any way, shape, or form a white supremacist. In fact, I think he's the things that he's spoken about affect black people more than anything. So, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says Kyrie can't talk about New World Order because Alex talked about New World Order, and Alex shouldn't be able to talk about it because he's a white supremacist. But I want to show people how the two sides of the extreme political spectrum have fought against the middle, or fought to push people into the middle and create an ever expanding center. This is the centrism. This is the centrist corrupt status quo, the purveyors of the corrupt status quo that a guy like Alexander Dugin, for example, wrote about so eloquently in his book, The Fourth Political Theory. Think about the fact that a person like Minister Louis Farrakhan, for example, has been tagged by the same system with the same persona non grata status as Alex Jones. And what are the implications of that? Now, many of us, many people on the right, many conservatives would look at Minister Louis Farrakhan and you know, they would, let's say, shy away from or side eye even the mention of Minister Louis Farrakhan. But in this time, we have to look at all of the people who share the persona non grata status and wonder, what's the connection? Well, if you look at a person like Minister Louis Farrakhan, he talks about New World Order. He talks about globalism. He talks about the prevalence of a satanic spirit and evil forces, evil spiritual forces, evil supernatural forces that have influence on our society in a major way. And you never hear a person like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who has been famous historically for being one of the few Muslim NBA players. You would never hear him speak out against Minister Louis Farrakhan in any real definite way. And they hide, these people hide in these pockets and these nooks and crannies like that. And the way they're able to do so is because we, the people who believe in truth and honesty, who believe that the New World Order is a major threat, who believe that we, the people, need to come together, have not totally bought in to the idea of coming together. And so we are still harboring many of the old divisions, many of the old prejudgments about each other that make it hard for us to expose the blatant hypocrisy and incoherence of thought of our enemies. And that's why, you know, I had been watching Alex Jones since I was young, you know, 2008, 2009 in high school. But my respect for Alex Jones went to another level when I saw him do a sit down interview with Minister Louis Farrakhan, not because I believe in everything Minister Louis Farrakhan has to say, although I will say he, as far as black leaders go, spiritual leaders or intellectual leaders, he is one of the most raw and authentic ones that you could come across, hence why a guy like Alex would sit down and do that interview. But my respect for Alex went to a whole new level, because what it showed me is that Alex was willing to cross boundaries, cross lines, to discover the link, the link between unconventional unconventional comrades that we'll need in order to fight back against this establishment. And so I take a guy like Kareem and I say, all right, you know, you're saying Kyrie can't speak about NWO because of Alex, and Alex can't speak about NWO because of white supremacy, and maybe even Minister Louis Farrakhan can't speak about NWO because he's a radical. And then I go back to, you know, when I was able to host the show down there in Austin and say, well, what about Gaddafi? Mr. Muslim man, Mr. Muslim Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, what about Gaddafi? He talked about New World Order. He talked about gain of function research. He talked about, globalism and the threat thereof. So how do you feel about him? And even furthermore, why don't you ask your puppet masters, Kareem, who killed Muammar Gaddafi and why? Right. You want to go up there and get medals from Barack Obama when we all know. I mean, it's admitted on the record. Barack Obama was remorseful for the way that the Muammar Gaddafi situation unfolded because he greenlit that killing. Right. I mean, they talk about sedition and, you know, these are the info wars that Alex Jones has stood in the breach and fought back against. The info war is not only a misinformation, but the manipulation, the molding of information, the skewing of the angle of the information that makes it hard for the everyday working class American who has to worry about feeding their family, keeping the lights on, to stay ahead of. But when they talk about sedition, did Barack Obama and the queen of the damned, Hillary Clinton, did they not conspire to create sedition there in Libya? And has Libya not since been in shambles? Right? Has Libya still hasn't recovered from Muammar Gaddafi's assassination? And we were directly involved in that. And none of them speak out against Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton at all. And so, you know, my focus right now is to go person by person in the black community or online, let's say any community, any race, doesn't matter, and just confront these people head on with the truth. I mean, we are past the point in many respects of converting the radicals on their side. Now, there are some people and there are many more people who are waking up to the truth every day. But let's also understand that there are some people out there who we can't explain this to because they have given over to the corruption. They have bought into the corruption. They believe in the corruption and they are willing to ride the corruption to whatever end that may come. So let's just confront these people with the truth. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you're a sellout. You're a sellout. You're willing to side with Satan and the globalists. And we're going to be talking about more black bourgeoisie sellouts here on InfoWars after the break. Thank you, Alex Jones and the team, for allowing me to host. Let's get into it. Stay over.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. all three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
At the beginning of the last hour, of the last segment, I talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the attack. If you could bring the screen grab back up of this article, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar criticizing Kyrie Irving for posting the video of Alex Jones talking about New World Order. And here's the reality. If you deny the existence of New World Order, you're either ignorant to it or you're in on it. You know, you're either dumb or dubious. And I don't take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as being a dumb individual. I think that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is completely self-interested, self-motivated to preserve his own position as an elite in the corrupt status quo. And so, you know, if he's got to take Kyrie Irving down or anybody else and, you know, try and tarnish their image, he's willing to do that. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar isn't the only one, right? I mean, in the black community, we have a sellout epidemic within our elites that's prevalent upwards of 96 to 97 probably percent of our black elites, maybe even more than that. Let's say 99%. It may actually be 99.9%. I'm not sure because there's so few of our black elites and public figures that are willing to even speak honestly about there being a new world order or that new world order is even on the table. So, you know, that's a daunting circumstance in and of itself. But Kareem's not the only one. Let's take a look at another one. And I posted a video on TikTok because I just, you know, stormed the gate on TikTok and decided I'm going to speak about all of these issues on TikTok until they ban me. If they'll ban me, I don't know. I posted a video about LeBron James and Nike paying him $1 billion over a lifetime. And the quid pro quo of that type of deal is that he can't speak about China. He can't speak about the issues going on in China, or he can't speak about any issues that are, you know, subsequently related to our relationship with China. And I received a lot of, feedback on TikTok in the comments, that was very interesting to me. And I just wanted to share with you guys some of the thinking that goes on in the layman, who is jacked into this matrix and how critical thought and reason has been lost on so many people today. One of the most prevalent comments or responses was, "Well, what about Michael Jordan?" And I say that one and I laugh because if you grew up in a black community, you understand that the barbershop debate culture is very prevalent in the Black community. And what's interesting about that response is that many people, because the Instagram or social media has been the has hosted the debate, the GOAT debate, greatest of all time, about these athletes, all of these people think that any mention of these athletes, be it Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or whoever's in that discussion about being the greatest of all time, is only sparked to try and push one up or down in their debate respectively as an athlete, which is ridiculous. I mean, you know, when I'm talking about LeBron James taking a payoff and that being an example or a paragon of our corporate and political elites in our country selling out to China for their own personal gain, it has nothing to do with his basketball talent whatsoever or his legacy as a basketball player. It has to do with his legacy as a human being, as an American citizen, and his soul. Okay, it has nothing to do with his accomplishments or milestones or markers that he's hit as a basketball player. But when they say, "What about MJ?" Okay, MJ is a sellout too. Now what are we talking about, right? I mean, MJ is a sellout in a different way. One of them was silent and the other one was selective. And I think that's an important distinction to make. Both of them have their own, both of them have a spirit of cowardice in them. But MJ is a sellout too. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But to bring MJ into the equation is to try and defer away from what I really am mentioning, this art of the sellout motif for. Are LeBron James being a sellout and Michael Jordan being a sellout, or any other Black bourgeoisie elite, Oprah Winfrey, Mike, Barack Obama, your Stephen A. Smiths, whoever, pick one. I mean, you could just pick one. There's not many I could name who aren't willing to sell out. Their existence, their success, their ability to be propped up as false idols, as false prophets for Black people to vote Democrat, which is a proxy for globalism, and right, the uniparty, the Democrat uniparty movement is a proxy for globalist governance. Their ability to prop these people up in front of the Black community for that blind faith following is a reflection of our own willingness to sell out. And in this way, the Black community's impetus to sell out may reflect the greater population's impetus to sell out. And that's what I continue to try and stress and more focused on now maybe than ever before in my life, is to ask the question, after we've identified the leaders of this anti-human globalist movement, what is the next step? The next step is to consider the implications of our own actions and complicity in that. And I see it very clearly in the Black community that, you know, when people say, well, why should LeBron have to speak out against China? Why should LeBron have to tell the truth? What is that going to do? Or LeBron's a basketball player. He's not a politician. Or, well, he built a school. Or, you know, stop being a hater. Stop hating on another Black man who's been successful and made money. It all points to one overarching spiritual flaw, is that we believe that radical materialism and wealth and money is an acceptable substitute for faith in God. This is a faithless. This is a crisis of faith. This is a crisis of sacred honor. And you can try and tell me that you can have sacred honor without faith, but you'd be hard pressed to convince me. And there are rare occasions maybe of people who are on their way to faith that exhibit sacred honor on that journey. But people who have sacred honor traditionally have faith, because you can't have sacred honor without an idea of something greater than the physical self. You can't sacrifice anything. You can't be willing to forego the moment for the future good. It's impossible. And that is the dilemma. That, and so, you know, when the Uniparty and the Fox News, for example, come on and they talk about Black on Black crime, and it's, oh, the fathers are in the household. Oh, the fuck. That's not it. That's not it at all. And it's actually a heresy, because their idea is that men can solve this issue. It's not the men not being in the household. It's the lack of faith in God in each individual in these communities that maybe could have been proctored if there were a better family structure, but there's no guarantee. And it wasn't always the case that the Black family was fractionated the way it is in modern America. And before that fractionation, married two-parent households led to the post-World War II democratic liberal order that seeded the way for all of this faithlessness that we see today. So we have to properly identify what the heralds are of our time. And one of the main heralds is the spirit and the art of selling out. And the black bourgeoisie elite in America are a prime example of that. And LeBron James is atop the list. We're going to come back after the break and talk about the sine qua non black bourgeoisie sellout, Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you. Stay over.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in. But almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the InfoWar audience. I am Royce White. I am here. I'm your co-host or guest host for the remainder of the hour, and I want to thank Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team again for allowing me to host this legendary platform. Today, we're talking about the art of the sellout, and I'm using the black bourgeoisie elites as an example to understand how the mainstream narrative and culture has manufactured this consent for black people, or what they would call reasonable liberal Americans, to go along with this grift from the uniparty globalists. And some of these examples are just outrageous, you know, and I said in the last segment that I posted a video criticizing LeBron James for taking $1 billion from Nike and it coming with the unspoken quid pro quo that you dare not speak out against China. And some of the responses were astounding. What about MJ? Why should LeBron have to speak out against China? Him speaking out can't do anything. He doesn't control the government in China. He built a school. What about him building a school and sending people to college? The list goes on. The list goes on. And you know, think about the implications of some of these responses. And I like social media for this reason, because I get to actually jack in and see what people are thinking. What's their thought process? We have a crisis of faith, and the crisis of faith leads to the crisis of logic, right? The Catholics with the many rightful criticisms against the Catholic Church and the Vatican, Catholicism, from a theological standpoint was great. And people like Aquinas to point out the importance of the logos and the fundamental nature of the logos and truth, and that being closest to truth is being closest to God, as close to God as you can possibly be. And that's just a fundamental philosophical idea that is lost on many people, even Catholics. but think of the implications of saying, what good does it do for LeBron James to speak out on this issue? Am I saying that all people should concern themselves with every issue? No. That's why we have a representative republic, is so that we can vet our elected officials in a way that allows us to trust them to have a better grasp on the issues that we can't speak to and know enough about on a day-to-day basis because of the lives that we live. Now, in my theory of the case, and in my ideal world, every individual citizen would be more tuned in to a wide variety of issues rather than headlines and cast their ideas from the headlines onto prop or puppet politicians. But we'll get there, hopefully. That's why I ran for Congress. But think about the implications of saying, why should he have to tell the truth? I'm not saying, and this goes for anybody listening, I'm not saying that you should concern yourself with every issue. I'm not saying that you should concern yourself with the big issues. What I'm saying is that when you take a bag of money, and with that bag of money comes the expectation, spoken or unspoken, cultural or direct, that you can't talk about issues because it would cut off your opportunity to have that money or to continue to get that money. You are by definition a sellout. I mean, that is the definition of being a sellout. And so I don't need LeBron James to speak on the war in the Ukraine. I don't need LeBron James to speak on the climate racket. I don't need LeBron James to speak on the LGBTQ, although that issue would probably be close to something he should talk about as well, given the fact that Nike, draped pride propaganda all over its website. But when you talk about oppression and justice, the ideas of justice or the circumstance of oppression, and you skip one of the biggest cultural oppressions, societal oppressions in modern history, because obviously Nike would have a problem there with the CCP in China for having dissidents, especially corporate dissidents, state business dissidents, which Nike is. They're a state corporation of the CCP. That makes you a sellout. And I'm not saying this to pick on LeBron James, because it's not really about LeBron James. LeBron James's ability to be a false prophet stems from our willingness and our impetus to sell out ourselves as individuals. And many of us, maybe not so many that are joined here today, but I hope that you take this message far and wide and you take this understanding far and wide. Many people out there in our country today, in our world today, in society, as a product of their crisis of faith, believe that it's money over everything, that it's individual here and now over everything. It's my gain. It's my success. It's my status right here and now over everything else. And it's as backwards as you could possibly be. And it actually vindicates the traditional stories of a holy text like the Bible. It vindicates the cultural archetypes that built the country that we live in. Because in those texts in the Bible, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his being God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We seem to have this idea, which is kind of like this pagan Egyptian philosophy where the Freemasons worship the pagan Egyptian ideology, the pagan Egyptian pantheon and ideology. So you could see where this maps right on to the modern ethos is like, no, get the riches first and then maybe you can secure your place in heaven. It's not like they really believe that they can buy their way into heaven, but it's something more dishonest. Like if I get the money first, then I can have enough of it to do with what I will to try and make some good in the world. And that process just doesn't work. It never has worked. It never will work. And it's a heed of warning to every single American citizen and every free person around the world. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. The point in telling the truth is not for the outcome of telling the truth. The outcome of telling the truth being preferable or being something beneficial is just a bonus. Telling the truth in and of itself is a necessary anchor to keeping your soul intact. Telling the truth is right because it's right and true. Doesn't matter what the outcome's going to be. Jesus Christ didn't tell the truth and speak the gospel because of what the outcome would be. Because the outcome was his own demise. He spoke it anyway. He spoke it intentionally knowing it would be his own demise. That's a bit of a different story. But the archetype is the same for any prophet throughout history from any major religion, especially the Abrahamic ones. You speak the truth because it's right and it's true. You don't speak the truth because of what it can get you. And there are so many black people I see online that make excuses for the black bourgeoisie sellouts, like a LeBron James, like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the same people who want to criticize Kyrie Irving, the same people who want to say Alex Jones is a white supremacist, the same people who are okay with the new technocracy and their Zionist overlords banning Minister Louis Farrakhan or trying to cover up the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi. The same people who are pushing a war in the Ukraine. Okay. They want people to believe that you should only tell the truth if it's going to benefit you in the here and now. And let's be honest. When you have no premium on the truth, you are a Satanist. So when Alex Jones says there are Satanist pedophiles in the United States government or that are elected officials, the motif is right there. We don't need any proof. The entire model of American politics is say whatever you need to say to move up the ladder and get into a position that's advantageous for you. That's Satanism in of itself. It says that I'm important and I'm so important that the truth is secondary. And this is how they wage the kangaroo court against Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, and they plan to do it with everybody else. And they manufacture the consent through these celebrity mouthpieces and false prophets that stand up at the podium and tell you this is for your own good. We are here to lead you into a better tomorrow. They're liars, they're selfish, and they are Satanists. If you don't believe in truth, you by default believe in Satan. See you on the other side of the break.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the Global Stone documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Mellow Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Royce White live here from Minneapolis. I am your guest host for the hour, and we are at the bottom of the hour. And I just want to say thank you again to the InfoWars team, everybody down there in Austin, and Alex Jones for allowing me to host this legendary platform at this most historic time. And Alex, brother, we love you. And we know that this establishment has gone after you because you have something that they are definitely afraid of. And that something is courage. It's courage and the willingness to pursue and speak the truth. And many people, you know, we live in such a crazy, crazy upside down world that many people will say, that I myself am a darling of the alt-right, far-right, white nationalist because of my relationship with Alex Jones and my being willing to even host this show. And I honestly could say that it's daunting but hopeful at the same time that a platform that's so courageous and willing to tell the truth could be demonized in the way that it has been. And it fits perfectly for me. God couldn't have made me for a better time, because I'm totally willing to stand in the fire. And I echo Alex Jones' sentiments when I say I won't give in and I won't give up, but there is the possibility of giving out. And you know what? At the end of the day, your support can help Alex, but all of us who seek to tell the truth, who seek to stand in the flames of scrutiny on behalf of what's right, run the risk of dying in pursuit of that sacred honor. And I guess if that possibility wasn't there, then it wouldn't be sacred honor. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful that my being willing to stand next to those who have been deemed persona non grata by a corrupt establishment, makes me fit and cues me up to be persecuted and even executed by the corrupt elite in this country. The takeaway for today is that things have gotten out of hand because we constantly sell ourselves out. We sell ourselves out and we sell ourselves short. And I'll use LeBron again as an example. And then to end the segment, I would like to touch on the war in Ukraine and the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. But, you know, to use LeBron as an example again, and the LeBron example isn't to say that LeBron James is the be all end all. It's to say that he's the perfect example of somebody who's been propped up just like a Barack Obama or whoever else, that helps manufacture the cultural consent of American citizens to go along with this scam. He built the school. Well, first of all, he didn't build the school. Okay. They used taxpayer money and grants to build the school. Secondly, the money that he probably did, I mean, it's not saying he didn't put any money in, but the money that he put in is blood money. And all of us across the political spectrum have this loose relationship with the truth and the truth around money as a societal tool, and the use of money in the pursuit of a given idea about good or bad. If you build good things with blood money, they're not good things. That's just a fundamental fact. You can't build a school with blood money and tell me it's philanthropy. If you believe that you could build a school with blood money and call it philanthropy, then chances are, most likely, you're probably a sellout too. And that's just how blunt and honest we have to be, given the hour that we're in. If you are so fundamentally flawed in your thinking, in your morals, that you believe you could take blood money that, you know, gained on the backs of other oppressed children, oppressed people in another country far, far away, and bring it back to your little community and build this beacon of hope, all you've built is a token of corruption. And that's the reality. And that goes for LeBron James or anybody else who has these, you know, these weird pipe dreams about reappropriating money in the direction of good. Because most likely it's not going to be good at all. The truth is that people have to have self-governance. And in order to have self-governance, you have to have faith and sacred honor, right? That's freedom. Freedom is self-governance, but you can't have that self-governance without faith and sacred honor. And you can't have sacred honor on the back of blood money or with blood money. And so, you know, this leads to, I guess, in closing for this last 5 minutes, to talk about where we actually are. We're on the brink of World War III. We're on the brink of nuclear war. I knew when they hit Nord Stream that they were going to green light Venezuela. I mean, I called that probably 2 months back. It's not like they've been hiding it. The inkling around using Venezuela as a workaround for the Russian oil is obvious. There were people in my own political circle who thought that maybe the globalists were so interested in actually having the power over this geopolitical landscape that finally they would bring the energy home to America before ceding it to another source. But no, the environmental racket and the image around the environmental racket is way more important than any type of self-governance or independence that this nation would be able to achieve and desperately needs. So turn on the tap in Venezuela. Who cares if they're communists? In fact, we have the impetus toward communism, too. So getting our energy from the Venezuelans fits right in, and it shows you something that, you know, this boogeyman that they've turned Russia and Putin into, which stems from a fear of communism, really, especially in the boomer generation. The boomers are way cross about communism altogether, and they don't know which way is up. They're confused because the info war has been twisted around their throats and yanked, you know, like a pull cord. You know, they call Putin and Russia the communist that we must fear, the communist boogeyman we must fear. But then we go to communist Venezuela to get our oil. Doesn't seem right. Just on the face. I mean, you know, don't be dumb. They don't have a problem with communism. In fact, they embrace communism full spectrum, and communism, liberalism, and globalism all have the same aim. And that's what makes a guy like Alexander Dugin so profound. You know, again, I knew when they killed his daughter that this thing was gonna spiral out of control. I remember texting Alex and saying, man, them killing Dugin's daughter, I mean, they're saying that, you know, they're crossing the line of no return. And, you know, who knows what's going to come from this. But what I can say is that if the worst comes to pass, we will be forced to re-examine all of the fundamental beliefs of our culture and our society. And I hope that isn't necessary. And if we're going to save this society from here to Moscow, then people have to start by telling the truth. And that goes for Vladimir Putin. That goes for Joe Biden. That goes for Xi Jinping. That goes for the monarchies there in Europe and the global governance there in Davos. People are going to have to tell the truth. And if telling the truth is no longer a possibility, which I tend to believe it's not, because once you get down the trough of lies and deceit too far, it's very hard to come back from. The free people of the world must understand the onus on telling the truth, the premium on truth, and we must demand the truth from our leaders. But in order to do that, we have to overcome our own hurdles with sin. We have to overcome our own hurdles individually with lies and deceit, and not the lies we tell each other, but the lies we tell ourselves, the internal lies that we tell ourselves to help ourselves feel more secure about the people who we are and the people who we aren't. That's why LeBron James has become a false prophet. That's why Kareem Abdul could go after Kyrie Irving in plain view with the most illogical argument possible, because most of us are just jerking off and getting high. We have a jerk off society. I've said it before, but I'll say it again, because it's never been more true. How is it that when we were on the brink of nuclear war with Russia before, people filled the streets every day in protest that the decisions of the elite could end in a nuclear holocaust. And today you go out into the streets and you see nothing. You see nothing in the streets of Minneapolis. You see nothing in the streets of New York City. Or maybe they're just not showing it. But why are we not showing it? Why are we not posting more about the protest against a potential nuclear war driven by elites and corruption than we are posting us, you know, doing the latest sexually suggestive yoga pose on Instagram or some, you know, cockamamie meme that we tend to live by about astrology and numerology or whatever else the case may be? We have to decide. We have to decide that we want a future in this country and in this world. And if we can't do that, then we deserve to die. We deserve what we have coming. And that's a daunting idea, but it is the reality. I want to thank Alex Jones again and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host. Hopefully I'll be back soon. Tune in again and continue to support InfoWars. I'm signing off here from Minneapolis live. Godspeed. God bless America.
I
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.